Good evening, everybody, and welcome out here to beautiful Merchants Park in Scott Parcher Field. Jeff Blankman along with it, Justin Yetmar here tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. It is the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Class 2A Substate 7 District final action for you here tonight. The Kemper Knights entertaining the Raptors of Ridgeview. Ridgeview coming in under head coach Eric Mertu. They are 20-4 on the year, went 7-2 in the Western Valley Conference. They've been on a tear down the stretch. They have won 11 games in the row, including meeting Esack County in the opening round, 10-0, defeated Storm Lake 5-2, knocked off Pocahontas area 3-1, shut out Newell Fonda 13-0, and defeated Glidden Rolston by a final of 12-1. For the Kemper Catholic Knights, under Kent Hoke co-head coaches Riley Bach and Michael Barta, they come in 22-9 on the year, 13-7 in the Hawkeye 10 is what they went this year. They've been playing their base baseball maybe down the stretch. They have won four in a row. They are 4-1 in their last five, and they've won some tight games, including an opening round win over Alta really the other night, 3-1. They defeated Dennis and Schleswig 3-2, stole home in the bottom of the sixth, edged by Carroll 5-4, knocked off Glenwood right before that, 6-5. Their last loss came in the first game of that doubleheader, falling to Glenwood by a final of 10-3. The winner here will take on the winner of the game tonight between West Marshall and Grundy Center, and it sounds like that game going to be played over at Boone. At Boone, I think at Boone High School, not at the DMAC field, but at Boone High School. So we'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll have Justin Yetmar joining us next on the broadcast right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Motors tailgate rolling on here on at 93.7 at KKRL. It is a gorgeous day, 84 degrees right now with full sunshine here in Carroll. It does feel like it's 90, the flag at half staff, but it is blowing from right to left field here at beautiful Merchants Park. Justin Yetmar, the broadcast partner for the night, joining me here tonight. Justin, you've had a chance to see this Kemper team a lot this year, and they have been a really good team. I told Riley Bach the other day on our weekly interview that I think maybe they surpassed some of the expectations because there was a lot of youth on this team coming into the year, so this staff and these kids have done a tremendous job. What have you seen from them and the growth that they've made this year?
Yeah, Jeff, I think you nailed it. There's a lot of youth that came in, and then their older players, some of them didn't have a lot of experience mm-hmm. last year. So, you know, they were kind of learning as well. But I think what you see from this Kemper team is, one, they pitch it really well.
Yep.
They pitch it really well. They don't have a lot of walks. You know, they keep hitters off balance
yep.
a lot, and that really helps them. And then, two, they do a good job of manufacturing runs. You know, they don't necessarily hit it at a high average as a team.
Right.
But they find ways to get on base, manufacture runs, kind of just that gritty, find any way type of ball game, and that's what they do.
Justin, this is a team that has found ways to win games, especially late here in the season. Their last four games, the biggest margin of victory has been two. What makes up a team that can be clutch late?
I just think the will. You know, they do the right things for
yep.
Coach Barta and Coach Bach. They execute their game plans. They don't vary from those game plans. And they just trust that process, which is what's led them to these successes, especially in these tight games. And, you know, the reality is they have two big X factors in
yep.
Coach Barta and Coach Bach that will have them prepared. They'll have them ready to go.
Yep.
They'll have their game plan. And the kids trust that. You can see that.
Yeah. When I talked to Riley the other day, they were literally putting their books together on every player that they could potentially see here tonight. Now, these teams somewhat familiar with each other. Kemper leads the series 3-2 since 2014. Ridgeview won the last time they played 5-3 back in 2024. Kemper won 6-4 back in 2022. Prior to that, they had played in 2014, 2015, and 2016. So haven't really played a lot. I don't really think that has much of an impact on tonight's game.
No, I think, especially in today's age, there's a lot of cameras, there's a lot of scouting.
Yep.
I do remember this Ridgeview team from a few years ago when I was umpiring. You could see what they were building with this group of seniors they have. So it's starting to come to fruition for them. They're a really well-coached team. They hit it really well.
Very well.
And they field it really well. So should be a good ball game tonight.
We'll step away back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you from the Motor End broadcast booth.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our managed IT services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Kemper baseball hosting Ridgeview here tonight in Class of 2A Substate 7. We've got Coon Rapids Baird for you tonight on Kick 106.7. Mason Nealon's got the broadcast along with Trevor McNally. That game tonight again over on Kick 106.7 as the Crusaders are hosting AHSD of Oak Walnut. That should be getting underway here shortly as well. We'll step away for our national anthem. We'll be back with starting lineups and first pitch. That's coming up for you next. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Don't forget, we'll have our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in the postgame.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feasts. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Felt Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Raptors of Ridgeview, they'll lead things off with their shortstop. That is going to be Luke Braunschweig, batting second and playing second as Kinnick Jensen. The third baseman, Blake Mertu, will hit in the three spot. Over at first base, batting at cleanup is Owen Worthen. The pitcher tonight, Aiden Mertu, will hit in the five hole. Batting sixth as the DH is Eli Franken. The catcher, Ryan Berry, will hit in the seventh spot. Jake Kugel will play right field and bat eighth. And out in left field, batting ninth, is Ethan Wandry. The center fielder, Brock Messinius, will not be batting here this evening. For the Kemper Catholic Knights, leading things off will be their second baseman, Noah Ryman, batting second and playing first is Nash Leonard. Out right field, batting third is Brendan Vanami. The pitcher, Landon Bottomon, will hit in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth tonight, out in center field is Griffin Bauer. The catcher, Alex Pudence, will hit in the sixth hole. Batting seventh and playing shortstop is Charles Mayhall. The third baseman slash DH, Caden Onlos, is hitting in the eighth spot, and Thomas Pottebaum will be out in left field, and he is batting ninth this evening. The Knights are going again with the senior Landon Pottebaum out on the hill. He comes in 9-0 on the year, having thrown 31 and two-third innings, giving up 14 hits and 9 runs. Only 5 of those have been earned. His ERA is excellent at 1.11. He has walked 12, hit 8, struck out 58. His walks and hits per innings pitch is .82. Opponents are batting 130 against him this season. This is just his fourth start of the year, but his 12th appearance out on the hill. And again, the defense here, Alex Pudence behind the plate, the freshman, the sophomore Nash Leonard at first. You got the sophomore Noah Ryman at second, the sophomore Cade Bulos at third, the senior Charles Mayhall at short, the senior Thomas Pottebaum in left, the senior Griffin Bauer in center, and the senior Brendan Vanami getting the start out in right field. And Justin, you heard me there. A lot of sophomores, especially on the infield for this Kemper team.
Yeah, which can be a good thing. They can play a little looser, and this has kind of been their lineup for the last 15 games.
Yep.
So they are in familiar spots and ready to go.
Luke Braunschweig going to be leading things off. The shortstop, freshman coming in, hitting .364, four double, 17 RBI on the year. He has scored 30 times. Very good base runner is the lefty. He has 15. Of 15 in stolen bases, and the first pitch on the way is taken up and away for ball one. He'll be followed again by Kinnick Jensen and Blake Mertu. We are underway here tonight on KKRL. Adamam working out of the stretch. The defense really playing for him to pull the ball. The 1-1, 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, and the count 1-1. And Justin, we saw this shift the other night, except for it was the other side of the field. This time they've shifted over to the right side of the field.
Scouting report says pull hitter, and they are aggressive.
The 1-1 offering is going to be a shot. That is going to get out into right field, just over the outstretched glove of Noah Ryman at second base. So a leadoff single here tonight. And I did say the other night, just having grown up around the game, that, you know, man, drop your hands and take it to the opposite field. He didn't have to there, but sometimes when you got that wide open space, just get yourself on base, right?
Yeah, he found that gap between Noah and Charlie there, about the only spot on that right side where he could have hit that.
Yeah, Ryman almost came up with it. It's Kinnick Jensen, the second baseman, coming in. The senior hitting 371, 8-double, 2-triple, 3-home run, 25 RBI. Again, good base runner and Ron Schweig over at first. He's going to go on the first pitch. They try to bunt, and it is going to be bunted foul. And if you're Braunschweig right now, you're disappointed. He got a pretty good break on that one.
He did get a good jump there. And, you know, I think what's going to kind of be the hidden thing here is Landon, he's going to throw a lot of off speed.
Yep.
Which, you know, your catcher has to be really quick on his release then, and pitcher has to be quick coming home too. So we'll watch that as the night goes on here.
What do you like about Poonen's behind the plate?
He's solid.
Yep.
He does everything well.
Good lead again by Braunschweig. They will throw over. Leonard will apply the tag, but Braunschweig is going to be back in safely. And again, you always worry on throw overs here. There is so much foul territory. If you throw it away, the runner's more than likely at third base, and now stepping out is Jensen. Anytime you get a pitcher that's paying a lot of attention to first as a hitter, you don't want to stay in there too long.
Yeah, we saw that the other night where we had one go into that corner over there, and it's a long run for that first baseman and right fielder.
Ron Schweig, a little bit of a shorter lead this time. Leonard will hold him on. Potterbaum looking over. Pitch on the way. Take it up top. One ball and one strike right now on Jensen.
Important for Landon to get off to a good start here.
Yes.
If you watch Ridgeview's games, they're very aggressive, especially early in ball games.
A lot of the games they've won, it's been because of their quick starts. They'll throw over again. Braunschweig, with a very big lead just in ahead of the tag that time. Potterbaum's got a good move. I don't even know if that was his best move yet. We'll see if they look to throw it over again. Potterbaum taking his time getting the call, and now we're going to get a timeout called. And I think Putin's having maybe a hard time with the receiver picking up what the pitch calls are. He's trying to reach back and maybe adjusting it. I think he's saying right now he's looking over at the dugout and he's like kind of giving this it's not working kind of a look. And yep, so they're going to have to either come out and fix it or going to have to go old school, Justin, and start sending out signs. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
technology's
the
great until it don't work, right?
Yeah, the game has changed.
Yeah.
We're used to the ear, nose, mouth pitch calls. And
yep. Yeah, now everybody uses a number system, and you look down when you're stealing bases and for batters and everything else. Yeah, in our days, you had to remember what they touched first and everything else. So. 1-1 count. Jensen, the righty, will step back in. Braunschweig getting his lead off the first, leaning back just a little bit, but that doesn't mean he will not go. And there is the throw over, back in easily that time. And I think he wanted to go on that one, just kind of watching him, Justin. It looks like he started to go and then realized that Landon was coming to first.
Yeah, they're going to – we got time at the plate.
Yep. But
yeah, they – Ridgeview, you can tell, is definitely – they're aggressive.
Yeah.
They got 95 stolen bases on the year and, you know,
Potterbaum looking, now will come home. They're going to bunt. There is a bunt up the third base side. Potterbaum bobbles and does not have a play anywhere. I'm going to go infield single. We'll see what the official is after the game. But two hits here in the ballgame for Ridgeview on the infield bunt.
Really good bunt.
Yep.
Really good bunt.
And I don't know, Landon fielded it with the bare hand. That was the only shot he had, but it was so far down the line, Justin. I don't know if he gets him at first anyway.
Yeah, it was interesting. Hanlos was up early in the count and then dropped back, and they kept the bunt on. So now we're in a little jam, no outs.
Right, Blake Mertu, the third baseman, stepping in. The senior hitting 479. 5-double, 2-home run, pitch on the way. That's flied out towards right. Manami had a beat on it. He'll make the catch, gets it back in quickly. That'll hold the runners at first and second, and that's having guys playing in the right spot, and that's the homework that this Kemper staff has done. That's a gapper a lot of times.
Yeah, especially at this big park. you have to be very detailed in where you're placing kids on this big park, and it was hit right at him.
And there is a very big space between the right field line right now. Stepping to the plate is Owen Warpin. He had a home run here the other night to deep left field, and it was a shot. It was one of those you knew it was gone when it left the bat. Ryman holding the runner at second with a right-handed batter up, and the pitch misses up top in the count, 1-1, no strikes. Warpin, the senior, hitting .419, 6 doubles, a triple, 7 home run, 31 RBI. He leads this team in RBI.
You can tell, big physical kid.
Leonard playing behind the runner over at first, so Jensen's got a big lead, something in the gap. He might have a chance to score, but Potabom will spin around, and he is going to chase Braunschweig back to the bag. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. See some of the Natchez boys from South Central Calhoun down here. A lot of these area kids all know each other. Pitch on the way is fouled over off of the Kemper dugout. And a nice backhand that time by the first base coach for Ridgeview. That one hit off of the front of the Kemper dugout, folks, and bounced in the air towards him, and he just reached out with the back end and snagged it.
Yeah, and with that sun right in the eyes, that was the best we could have hoped for there.
Yeah, luckily nobody got hit on that one. 1-1 pitch coming up here. One out, two on. Pitch misses outside. Breaking ball started kind of down the middle and then stayed away. Does it look like maybe they're not wanting to give him anything inside?
Well, in that one 0-1 count, they set up way inside, which I would assume would be some sort of fastball trying to jam him. And
Potabom paying a lot of attention right now. Braunschweig out there at second base. Ryman again kind of about four steps off of the bag, but Landon stepped off here a moment ago. 2-1 pitch coming up. It's all on the way. Breaking ball. That one in there for a strike. And the count 2-2.
Yeah, and what you want to do with these aggressive hitters is keep them off balance, get them on that front foot, and see if they can roll something over and get a double play and get out of this inning.
11 pitches here so far for Potabom. Not a real bad number going into the fourth batter here, and the count 2 balls and 2 strikes on him. Fifth pitch of this at bat coming up. And again, he'll spin and fakes a throw out to second base. Don't want to have so much attention being paid to the guys on base that you kind of forget about the guy at the plate, but Landon, a senior, he's been through this before. 2-2 pitch. That one's going to be nubbed over to the Kemper dugout up into the air. A little short hop off of the front of the dugout. Count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And that's what we were talking about there, is threw him in on the hands with that fastball.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be shocked if he comes back with a sweeper outside here.
Defense playing about normal depth right now. Honlo's deep over at third, but he's got the ability there to field and then beat the runner to third for the force out. Or, as Justin said earlier, maybe go 5-4-3 double play. Breaking ball misses up and in. And the count now full on Warpin. And this is the seventh pitch of this at-bat coming up.
Big pitch already in this game.
Yeah. Justin, he threw 6 pitches to the first 3 guys. He's thrown 7 to this guy here. Braunschweig at second. Jensen at first. 1 out. 3-2 offering on the way. Scoreless ballgame. Pops up. That's an infield fly rule. Mayhall's going to call everybody off. He'll make the catch, almost running into Braunschweig out there at second base. And that's going to bring up now Aiden Mertu, the pitcher. Sophomore hitting .425, 8 double, a home run, 32 RBI. Really good job that time by Potabom to get one inside on the hands.
Yeah. You can tell Landon's starting to settle in here a little bit. His breaking stuff starting to find the zone, hitting his spots.
Struggled a little bit in the first inning the other night and then kind of settled in after that against Alta Aurelia. And it's a good thing he did. The bats were not real sharp that night. 2 out now, 2 still on. Pitcher matchup here. Mertu with a chance to help himself. Same thing with Potabom. Breaking ball misses low and away in the count. 1 ball, no strikes. Eli Franken is waiting on deck. Our All-Star festivities coming up this coming Thursday. Again, we've invited 30 softball players, 30 baseball players, and our finalists for Coach of the Year for baseball and softball from the area. There's a chopper foul up the third base side. And the count runs to 1-1. We'll have it at about 6 o'clock on Thursday night with our home run derby kicking things off. We're using real softball, so Merchants Park may take a little bit of a beating from some of the boys and girls that might launch some over here. And we'll have our slow pitch all-star game and then the award ceremony. Kemper going to be well? Got a lot of kids from Kemper, both baseball and softball. They'll be well represented. That's going to be a shot base hit coming in quickly as Bauer, the throw to the plate, is going to be cut off by Leonard. And coming in to score on the single is Braunschweig. Ridgeview strikes here in this first inning on their third hit of the game.
Good piece of hitting there by Mertu. Yep. Didn't try to do too much. Found that gap.
And I like Leonard cutting that one off as well. That one comes through. There's a possibility you end up with runners at second and third instead of first and second. That'll bring up Franck in the DH, the senior hitting 304. Couple of double, 13 RBI on the year. Audubon taking a look. Mac Ryman, again, kind of shadowing the bag. Breaking ball catches the inside part of the plate, and the count is 0-1. And you said that Kemper this year, the off-speed stuff, the breaking stuff, the stuff that spins has been very important for them.
It has, and it's kind of what Coach Barta has done in his coaching tenure. And
snap throw down to second. Ryman will knock it down. Jensen back in safely.
Good job by Noah there.
Yep, one ball, one strike. We're going to get a runner over at first base to replace Mertu. Coming into the ball game is Evan Colpin. So he'll come on as the courtesy runner here in the first inning. I was kind of surprised with two outs that they didn't make that change earlier, but coaches know more of what they want to do and what their plan is than what I do. I just sit up here in the booth and talk, right? It is a beautiful night. A little sticky here tonight. There's not much of a breeze, but this is great baseball weather right here.
I think we're about 30 minutes from perfect.
Yep. Throw out to second. Back in safely again is Jensen. Got a crowd of people sitting out there by the slow pitch fields and by the road out there with the dead end watching the ball game tonight. Shout out to them as they're out behind the flag there in dead center field and just into a little bit of right center field. 1-1 pitch on the way. Up top, two balls and one strike. It's kind of the one neat thing in a way about parks like this, Justin, is that you do get people that can, you know, they can sit in their yard or something like that or close to a yard and just watch games.
Yeah, usually at the slow pitch fields, those benches and picnic tables are full on league nights.
Pitch on the way. That's a fastball. Catches the outside corner up around the number. Strike two call. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, I did notice the other night the slow pitch games were going on, and it seemed like everybody was facing this direction.
Yeah, those games get over, and they sit around and watch the tail end of the Carroll or Kemper games.
2-2 offering coming up here for Potabom. King ball called strike three. Great pitch by Potabom. His first strike out of the night couldn't have come at a better time. That's the final out of the inning. But Ridgeview strikes first. They pick up one run on three hits. There was no errors. They leave two left on base. We'll head here to the bottom of the first inning. The Raptors are leading it by a score of 1-0. We're back right after this on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at wittrockmotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, three generations, one promise. We take care of our family.
Welcome you back out here to beautiful Merchants Park. Jeff Langman and Justin Yetmar with you here tonight. Noah Ryman, Nash Leonard, and Brendan Vanami, the three scheduled hitters for the Kemper Knights. They'll face the sophomore Aiden Mertu. He comes in 3-0 on the year, does have one save as well. He's thrown 22 in the third innings, giving up 20 hits and 19 runs. 12 of those are earned. His ERA at 3.76. He's walked 16, hit 3, struck out 31. His walks and hits per innings pitched 1.61. Opponents batting 190 against him. Third start of the year and 10th appearance up on the hill. And the first pitch misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Ryman, the sophomore, comes in hitting at 362, four double, a triple, a home run, 9 RBI. He has scored 25 times. Good base runner when he gets on. That one is fouled out of play up the first base side. And the count is 1-1. And Justin, the first thing I've noticed is as Mercu gets the ball back, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's working quick. You can tell Noah's trying to keep him out of a rhythm.
The moment Noah steps in and that hand comes down, he goes into the motion. Fastball misses low and away. The count 2-1. The defense, Ryan Berry, the sophomore behind the plate. The senior, Owen Worthen, over at first. The senior, Kinnick Jensen, at second. You've got the senior, Blake Mertu, at third. 2-1 pitch misses outside with a fastball. Count goes to 3-1. You've got the freshman, Luke Braunschweig, over at shortstop. We'll give you the outfield in just a second. 3-1 pitch coming up here from Mertu. Pitch on the way up top and a walk to open up the ballgame here for the Kemper Knights and Noah Ryman.
Yeah, good piece of hitting there by Noah. You could see in warm-ups, Mertu was kind of high with all his warm-up throws.
Yep.
And, you know, I think the Knights want to be aggressive at the plate tonight, but you also want to swing at the right pitches. And, you know, the Knights have been patient all year in their approach. Aggressive but patient. And you just saw it right there with Noah.
Yeah, 20th walk of the year for him. He's 8 of 11 in stolen bases. He's got his lead. Worthen will hold him on. Pitch comes to the plate. It's in there for a strike to Nash Leonard. The sophomore hitting 304, 4 double, 4 home run, 27 RBI. He has walked 20 times, been hit 14 times. We'll get you that outfield for the Raptors here in just a second. The 0-1 offering on the way. Fastball misses inside. One ball and one strike. You've got the senior Ethan Wandry out in left, Brock Vecinius, the freshman in center, and the senior Jake Kugel getting the start out in right field. And a freshman in center, you don't see that often here. There's a swing and a miss on that up and away fastball, and the count is 1-2. This is a big park, but I'm guessing that he's pretty comfortable. He played out there the other night.
Yeah, Nash's right side of his body has to beat up with all the hit by pitches he gets.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch, inside fastball cranked out into a right field. Ryman's going to start towards third, and then he'll stop and dive back in. A good throw in that time by Kugel. We'll hold him at second base, but Leonard on with the single. And that's the one place you probably don't want to throw Nash Leonard, is somewhere inside, right? Middle of the plate inside.
No, and he took a good two-strike approach there. Just found that hole, and now we got runners first, second, no out.
And that's going to bring up now the right fielder, Brendan Vanami, the senior coming in, hitting 329, 5 double, 9 RBI, has scored 23 times, has walked 8 times as well, also knows how to lay down the bunt if need be. First pitch on the way, bunted up into the air, it'll be fielded, they're going to throw over to third, and a good job that time by Braunschweig. Braunschweig gets over there to cover third, they'll get the force out on the fielder's choice sack bunt attempt. And that time, good play by the third baseman, Blake Mertu, to get to that one and get that force out for the first out. Runners at first and second landed. Potabom coming in.
Yeah, they were expecting bunt there. They were charging really hard.
Potabom coming in, hitting 296, 3 double, 12 RBI on the air. We'll see if they look to bunt here again. He does not. He'll foul that one first right back off the top of the grandstand. That'll bounce it right back out towards home plate. I think that's the most in that first inning I've seen balls hit somewhere and then bounce back out towards the field of play.
You know, baseballs are expensive now.
They are.
I'm sure
coaches
are appreciative of that.
0-1 pitch coming up. Leonard out at second. Pitch on the way. Fastball catches the outside corner. And Justin, it seems like Mertu maybe was high to Ryman. He's kind of found his release point in his rhythm.
He has. We'll see if the Knights adjust here, and they look to be aggressive early.
0-2 pitch. Chopper out towards the third baseman, and that time Mertu should have let that one go. I'll explain here in a moment. It's going to be an E5 as Potabom's going to reach on the air. The shortstop that time, Braunschweig, had a beat on that one. I think that's an easy put out for him, but Mertu kind of ran in front of him and wasn't able to get it.
Yeah, and I think Rizview coach is wanting some sort of interference there on Nash. No contact with ball player. you know, the third baseman had an opportunity to field that. So I think we have nothing, and the ump called it right away.
Yep. Yep, and the two umpires get together, and they say safe. So the bases are going to be loaded here. The Knights will have Leonard over at third, Vanami at second, and Landon Pottenbaum now at first. And this is a good answer. You mentioned it as we went to the break, Justin. Kemper will take that, giving up three hits in the top of the inning and only giving up one run. They've come back here with a pretty nice answer. Now got to get something on the board.
Yeah, really good response here. See if we can manufacture those runs that we've talked about. It doesn't have to be a hard gapper. It's just continue to put pressure on, continue to make them make field it, throw it, catch it. Good things tend to happen when you put the ball in play.
Griffin Bauer going to step in. The senior hitting .379, a double, 10 RBI on the year. Has walked 10 times as well. Pitch on the way. Just misses the outside corner, and they got one ball, no strikes. Alex Pudence is waiting on deck. Riley Bach going over to talk into the ear of Leonard as he leads off over there at third. Again, they're playing in front of the runner over at first. Another high chopper. Murtu's going to field. He's going to come home, and they're going to get the play at the plate, and that's a senior playing third base. He made a mistake, I think, on the last one. That one, he made a great play.
I was just going to say that, Jeff. You can tell senior play right there. He didn't panic. He knew the force was at home, made a great throw.
So Vanami down to third, Pottenbaum up to second, Bauer on with the fielder's choice. That'll bring up the catcher, Alex Pudence. The freshman hitting .200, five double, a triple, has got 17 RBI. He has walked 13 times, but the biggest thing for him, maybe 15 hit by pitches this year. Knights trying to dance out on the base pass. There's going to be a chopper out to Braunschweig. He's going to go to second, and they'll get the four. So the Knights, they load the bases. Justin and I will talk about it when we come back, but they're not able to push anything across the plate here in this first inning. No runs on one hit. There was one error, and they leave three runners left on base. We'll have the top of the second. That's coming up in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Welcome you back here on at 93.7 at KKRL. We're headed to the second inning here tonight. Jeff Lankman along with Justin Yetmar with you here tonight. Kemper trailing it right now by a score of 1-0. The Raptors will bring up 7-8-9 and Ryan Berry, Jacob Kugel, and also Ethan Wandry. So this is the part of the order here right now. If you're Kemper, not that there's not good hitters down at the bottom of the order, but you really don't want those 7-8-9 guys to hurt you. Pitch on the way. That one is going to be off the bat, or did that go off the glove? I think off the glove, so it's going to be all the way to the backstop. And they count 1-0. He didn't drop the bat, so I didn't know if it came off the bat or not.
No, and you're right, Jeff. We got to be efficient here with the bottom and see if we can get through this 1-2-3.
1-0 pitch, misses up top from Pottenbaum. Two balls in, no strikes. Barry, a sophomore, hitting .319, four double, 15 RBI. He has scored 18 times, been hit by a pitch 10 times. Something about catchers and getting hit by pitches. I don't know what that is.
They're the toughest, right?
They are. Yep, 2-0 pitch in there for strike one. And the count, two balls in, one strike.
But even though seven-hitter, we're hitting .319 on the year.
That's a pretty good number.
That's what has them at 20 wins is their lineup.
2-1 offering, shot out towards the shortstop, Mayhall. He'll field, and the throw is a good one over to first base, the 6-3 putout. One up and one down, and it'll bring up now the right fielder, Jacob Kugel. Kugel coming in, hitting .310, three double, 11 RBI on the year. has been hit by a pitch 13 times as well, so finding his way on base at a 474 on base percentage. So pretty good job of getting himself on the bag. The Knights shifting the defense a little bit. Bauer moving over to left center, now shifts over with the lefty to right center, and they're taking away the right line with Vanah. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Got him to chase that time, Justin, a high fastball.
Yeah, and again, Ridgeview aggressive at the plate, 1-9. We're going to see it all night. You can't take any pitches off.
Adamam always working out of the stretch. He'll come to the plate. There's a chopper foul. Both of their coaches field the ball pretty well. The third base coach that time, Coach Mertu, just reach out and snare the chopper down the third base side in foul territory.
You know, if you're going to try and make that play, you better make that play where you're going to hear it from the kids.
Oh, yeah. And the neat thing was is he fielded and went right into throwing motion. There is, ooh, I thought that was going to be strike three, but it's called a ball just outside in the count 1-2. You know how it is, right? If you got to shoot a three in practice, you want to make it, right?
Well, we do. We
yes.
do, 100%.
Yep. 1-2 offering coming up here. And that he fouled off a breaking ball that was almost looked like it was breaking at him. And the count will stay 1-2. I know the kids always ask me to do the three-point shooting contest. There's a part of me that wants to do it, but I don't really get a chance to shoot a basketball very often, so the last thing I want to do is go out there and brick like 15 shots. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Potemon with his second strikeout. That's the second strikeout of the inning, and it's going to bring up the left fielder. The senior Ethan Wandry comes in hitting 262, 13 RBI. Has walked six times on the season.
And this is what we talked about. Going 1-2, work through this batter and get yourself back up into the plate.
Pitch on the way. Fastball misses away. Putin's trying to frame that one, but just misses the outside corner. And the count 1-0. Ridgeview had three hits in that first inning, but only able to get one run. That one was fouled again over the Kemper dugout. And the count now 1-1.
More fastballs here to the bottom part of the lineup.
Yeah, these are the guys you just kind of go after. Yep. And even with good hitting teams, you still go after kind of the bottom part of the order. There's the fastball that catches the outside corner and the count 1-2. And the biggest reason is you just don't want to get them on base and get back to the top part of the order. 1-2 offering coming up here. Breaking ball down in the dirt. That'll even things at 2-2. What a really nice crowd on hand here tonight as well. As the Kemper side, I would say pretty full, even out into the bleachers. And Ridgeview's brought down a pretty good crew as well for a Saturday night. And a pretty decent drive. Breaking ball up top. And the count now 3-2. Adjusted. The new netting that they've got all the way out past the bleachers, I think, has come in handy. I do.
It definitely has. It's those bleachers, especially with the young ones.
Yep. 3-2 pitch, flared foul up the first base side. That's going to get just out of play over by the light pole. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up.
Yeah, the young ones, they don't always pay attention.
No. Even some of the older ones.
Even the older ones.
Sometimes you get talking to the guy sitting next to you, or your gal sitting next to you. And yeah, if you're sitting out there years ago, you better be focused. There's a line drive foul again over to the Kemper dugout. And the count will remain 3-2. This is going to be the eighth pitch of this at-bat coming up. Potemon, I'm trying to read the board, Justin. I think it's at 34. Is that 38?
38, I think.
38.
Yeah.
Still hard to read that with the sun. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Potemon to end the inning. He's got three strikeouts on the night. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Still a 1-0 Ridgeview lead. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRO, part of the CB Sports Network.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We head here to the bottom of the second inning on the Motor and Broadcast booth. Charlie Mayhall, Caden Honlos, Thomas Pottenbaum are your scheduled batters. First pitch on the way to Mayhall catches the outside corner for strike one. The senior coming in hitting 209, six double, a triple, 11 RBI, has walked 12 times and been hit 14 times so far this year. The 0-1 offering, check swing, that's going to get up over the bleachers up the first base side, and quickly merge you out in front here, no balls and two strikes.
Be a great time for Charlie to get hot here late in the season.
Batting average has come up here late in the year. There's another one, fastball, that's going to be into the dirt, swung on and missed. They will have to throw to first, and it's going to sail. Backing up the play that time was the second baseman, Jensen, but Mayhall's going to reach on the air. That'll put a runner at first for strikeout here tonight. But a runner at first now for the Kemper Knights, and the batter is going to be Caden Honlos. Honlos coming into the night, the sophomore hitting 333 with an RBI. And that time, Barry, I don't know if it's just from sweating, but that ball looked like it was funky coming out of the hand from the moment it left it. They'll bunt that one up into the air, but it's far enough to the backstop here that nobody had a play on, and the count is 0-1. Anytime you see a bunt go in the air, you get nervous.
Yeah, and, you know, that throw down to first, too. You have the sun that is at this time of night in that position where that first baseman is tough to see.
Yep.
You know, that one was well over his head, but it just becomes a variable.
And it's tough when you want to throw a breaking ball in the dirt to expect your catcher to glove it cleanly. Fastball in there for a strike and the count 0-2. And Mertu is, even though Kemper got some guys on base, he's really kind of finding that rhythm.
Yeah, you can see he's got a really live arm. Really live arm.
Mayall with the short lead over at first, leaning back. Pitch on the way, breaking ball. We're going to get a hit by pitch. And that's that radio thing that we do. Sometimes we say something and then the opposite happens. You talk about how he's throwing well, and the next pitch hits the guy. And the Knights have runners at first and second.
And this is what the Knights do. They find ways to get on base, put pressure on, see if we can capitalize this inning.
Honlos with his second hit by pitch of the year. That'll bring up Thomas Pottenbaum, the senior hitting 309, a couple of double, 12 RBI. He's got three sacrifices on the year, squares around, but pulls the bat back as that pitch misses outside in the count 1-0.
One of our best bunters.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunt here. And he's got speed.
Now that nine guy anymore has become almost like a second leadoff hitter. 1-0 pitch again misses outside. Two balls in, no strikes. It seemed like back in the 80s I played, the nine guy was always the guy that couldn't hit. And now it's that guy that's almost like a second leadoff hitter. Now
Tommy's,
bunt that one. Mertu's going to field. He wants to go to third. And again, they're going to make the play over to third base. And I tell you what, this defense from Ridgeview, you said it at the beginning of the game, that you can see they know how to play the game.
Yeah, and I think what happened there is Charlie just didn't get a great jump at second there. And, you know, it's not a very far throw. It bunted right to him. And deja vu.
Braunschweig again. Braunschweig over there to cover the bag. So Honlos now up to second. Pottenbaum over at first on the fielder's choice on the sack bunt attempt. Noah Ryman now stepping in. He walked his first time up. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And the count is 0-1. One out, two on for the Knights. Knights had the bases loaded in the first inning, not able to squeeze a run across. Now they've got runners at first and second here. The 0-1 offering, fastball, called a strike on the outside corner. And the count 0-2. He's got a little pop on that fastball and has done a nice job of moving the ball around a little bit. 0-2 offering. Got him to swing and miss on another high fastball. And those are the toughest pitches, Justin, the layoff, because they're right at your head level. They look like you can just kill them.
Yeah, and that one had some movement up and towards the hands, and it's really tough to catch up to those.
Nash Leonard will step in. Leonard and the only hit for the Knights in that first inning. He'll step in looking for his second hit. And he's one of those guys, if you leave something hanging, he's going to hit it somewhere. Pitch on the way. There's that outside fastball and the count 0-1.
Good cut there by Nash. I like it, being aggressive. Knew he was going to get fastball.
Yeah, Todd, I'm not old enough to have played in the 70s, so I played in the 80s. 0-1 pitch. Somebody giving me a hard time. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses up top. The count goes to 1-1. You were probably, what, 90s or 2000s?
Graduated 2001.
2001, so kind of a combination of the both. At least I didn't call you much older than you were, right? Pitch on the way. Fly ball out to deep center. Drifting back is Bastinius, and he's not able to make the catch because that one was deep on him, and two runs are going to come in to score, and the Kemper Knights have the lead. A two RBI double from Nash Leonard. And Kemper strikes here in the second inning, and he got a lot of that one.
He got a lot of that one, and center fielder, I think, thought it was going to be a lot shorter, and then got himself turned around, and I think just lost it.
And it's hard to know where to play on this because it's such a deep field, and that one, you could tell right away that I don't think he picked it up real well.
He did not. You could see that first step was in, and Nash got a really good piece there.
Brendan Vanami will step in. Knights have taken their first lead of the ballgame here. Neither one of those runs, though, are earned here. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss in the count now 1-1. But I tell you what, you take as many unearned runs as the team's really willing to give you, right?
Yeah. What do they always say? There's no cameras on the scorecard. You'll take them any way you can get them.
1-1 pitch. Popped up. That's going to drift out of play over the third base side. And the count now 1-2.
Need Brendan to take a good two-strike approach here and look to go opposite field and find that big hole there on the right side.
Benami reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. 1-2 pitch. Misses outside 2-2. Strike zone's been really consistent tonight. Both teams really trying to work that outside corner, and I think he's done a nice job being consistent.
Yeah, with two good pitchers, it's easy to... Yep. Get your zone and get it established and let them adjust based off that.
2-2 pitch. Flied again out towards center. Bastinius again didn't pick it up great off of the bat, but able to drift back and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But the Knights, they pick up two runs. They get it on one hit. There was a one error, and they leave one runner left on base. They lead it 2-1 after two. We're back in 1 minute right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Kemper, as we head here to the third inning, it'll be Luke Brunschweig, Kinnick Jensen, Blake Mertu for Ridgeview. The Raptors led it 1-0 after the first, but the Knights with a couple of runs off the two RBI double from Nash Leonard have taken a 2-1 lead here. Brunschweig, his first time up, singled, eventually came in to score the Raptors run. He'll take the first inside for ball one. Jeff Blankman, Justin Yetmar with you tonight from the Motor End Broadcast Booth. Looking for your next deal on a great vehicle. Pitch on the way. Check swing. And the count now 1-1. Stop by Motor End of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor End of Carroll, together, let's drive. 1-1 pitch down in the dirt. That'll push the count here to 2-1.
Important for Landon here to get through these top three, especially after putting two on the board. Yeah. Really can settle in if you can do that.
Yeah, got the momentum right now. Last thing you want to do is have a long inning here. Pitch on the way. That's a base hit right back up the middle. And mentioned it back in the first inning when they did that defensive shift on him. Dropped the hands a little bit. And I know that one was more up the middle, but that was on the shortstop side of second base. And there was no shortstop there to be able to field that one. No, so
for a freshman, he's a really nice-looking baseball player.
Yeah, that's his second hit of the ballgame, fourth hit of the night here for the Raptors. It's going to bring up Kinnick Jensen, who singled his first time up, eventually was stranded out at second base. Leonard on over at first. Pitch on the way outside. And the count 1-0.
Been in this situation before. They were worried about Roschwig at first and his speed.
He's got a pretty comfortable lead. Leonard shading his eyes, trying to hold him on. Potamum comes to the plate, breaking ball up top. The throw not going to be in time. And anytime you throw an off-speed pitch with a good base runner on there, most of the time they're going to steal it, and that's what happened there. And now
I think
Coach Ibarra going to come out and check to see if there was any interference on that.
He has a good argument here. The batter, the pitch was high, but the batter brought his arms up as Alex was looking to throw it.
Not going to get the answer he wants there. But he might get it later on. You umped for years.
That attention.
Yep.
It's a tough one because the batter can't disappear.
Right. And now Barta coming back out, and the home plate umpire not really looking at him, so I don't know if he's going to go out and talk. Now they're going to get together with the field umpire. And I don't know, you tell me, does the field umpire with the guy running to second, is he paying much attention to what happened at the plate?
Yeah, he should be following he should be following the baseball. Now, I think Coach Barta's got a twofold argument here. One, he's got interference, and then he's got, when he brought, it looked like he swung at it.
So now they do call the batter out. The field umpire comes in and calls the batter out. Or called a strike,
I think they're calling a strike.
So it'll be 1-1. And now you got Coach Mertu out talking with the field umpire, and rightfully he wants to have an explanation about what's going on here. Jensen wants an explanation. He's going to go down and talk with the third base coach. The pitch was high, so you do wonder what the coach is trying to say is how's he supposed to try and turn his body and get out of the way on a high pitch without having the hands up, but it's not going to matter. It is going to be 1-1.
So I think Coach Barta will take a win for half that argument there.
Yep. The runner's still down at second. They'll throw over to second. Mack in safely. This is Braunschweig. And those got to be tough as an umpire, right? When they're those kind of discussions,
it is. You have catcher popping up, you have batter. You're hoping your partner can help you out there, and he did.
Yeah. Pitch on the way outside, and the count now 2-1. So 2-1 the count. They've got it 3-0 on the board right now. I don't know if they caught it. Now they're getting it corrected. Braunschweig kind of dancing around out there at second, pitch on the way. There's a check swing off of the fist, and that's going to be a hit by pitch. And Justin, what's technically the ruling on that? Because it looked to me like he swung, so they're going to give him first base. So to me, your hand's part of the bat. If you kind of check swing, isn't that a swing? The Kimber coaches are not coming out to argue this one. So the call must be correct, but to me, I always thought when you swing, if it hits off your hands, that's part of the bat.
It is not.
Okay.
It is not.
So they changed that since when I played.
Yeah, he is not. Now, if he would have completed that swing, we had a completely different situation.
Okay. So that's different, and rightfully so. I mean, I played 40 years ago.
And in fairness, Jeff, I wasn't a great umpire, but...
I'm sure you know the rules better than I do. I haven't studied the rules in a few years.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there are. And they've changed since I played. Some have changed here in the last few years. So the batter now, Blake Mertu. Pitch on the way is bunted up the third base side. Potabom again going to bobble and not going to have a play anywhere. And the bases are loaded.
Again, another really good bunt.
Yep. He's sprinting off the bag, folks, over towards the third base side. I don't know even if he fields and makes that throw, if he gets him, because he was almost full speed towards the third base line. He's going to have to get turned, planted, find first, and make a really good throw. So probably a base hit, not an error, but that's just a well-placed bunt.
It was, and Hanlos has to stay home there.
Yep.
And the runner at second, you know, he's been aggressive, and he had a big lead, so you weren't getting him there.
That'll bring in Owen Worthen. Worthen popped up to the shortstop on an infield fly rule back in the first inning. Pitch on the way, breaking ball up top for ball one. And this is what this offense can do to you. Nobody out here. Now, Kemper had this situation in the bottom of the first, and Ridgeview got out of it. The Knights, Justin, really need to get out of it with not much, if any, damage done.
See if we can get an infield fly again.
Potabom takes a look over at third. They're not really holding anybody on. Now he does throw over, and the ball going to be thrown away. They weren't covering. The ball is going to go out of bounds, and two runs are going to come in to score. So that'll put him up now 3-2. And that's one of those tough ones. You don't have anybody on the bag, Justin, and you try to throw it with the third baseman running towards the bag. That's almost a mistake looking to happen.
It is, and you could tell Landon looked uncomfortable or on what they were running there and some hesitation. And
So they do bring the runner back now to third. I was wondering on that. Yep, they pointed at him and told him to score, but I think they were talking the other guy. So there's only one run to come in to score. And that's going to be on the air. So you've got Jensen now at third, Mertu up at second. The 1-0 pitch on the way, that's going to be thrown away. And the other run now going to come in to score on a wild pitch. And now the lead is 3-2 in favor of the Raptors. Two balls, no strikes to count on Worthen.
Yeah, Jeff, and we talked about it. Can't beat yourself against a good hitting team like this. And two plays there, I think we'd like to have back.
Yep. And errors have been an issue for this Kemper team this year. Not that that one was an error. That's just going to go in the book as a wild pitch. Two balls, no strikes on the dangerous Worthen now at the plate. The 2-0 offering, breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count's 2-1.
See if Landon can settle back in.
Yeah, winner will play Tuesday against the winner, but tonight's game between Grundy Center and West Marshall. The game will be played in Boone. If the Knights win this one, we'll be over there to bring you the broadcast. More than likely, it'll probably be Nick Brinks. We'll see what happens, though, between this one and the game down in Coon Rapids tonight. The 2-2 pitch checked. It didn't go, but the ball is going to get away again. And coming in to score from third is Mertu. And the lead now is 4-2 in favor of.
Yeah, and that one didn't get very far away from Alex. And you can just see, I just keep talking about it, the aggressiveness of Ridgeview and their approach.
So Coon Rapids Bear, they're maybe well on their way to a win tonight. They give up one in the top of the first, Justin. Cal Hayden opens up the bottom of the first with a solo home run and then a grand slam home run. Later in the inning from Ty Hayden, they lead it 10-1 after the first. There's a line drive base hit down the first base side. That could be two for Worthen because there was a long way to run for Brendan Vanami, and he's going to pull in with the double. And that's just a good piece of hitting. They were playing him to pull the ball, so Vanami had a tremendous amount of room to run as that ball went right down the first base line.
Yeah, Worthen could not have put that in a better spot. Stand-up double.
Six hits here in the ballgame. We're going to get a runner out at first base. Trying to see that number for sure. At a 13, Caleb Colpin going to come in to run. So he'll be on as a pinch runner. And that's going to bring up now Aiden Mertu.
You've seen, Jeff, early in the game, these situations with runners on. They're not afraid to bunt.
Nope. Still nobody out here in the inning. Mertu single, driving in a run his first time up, timeout at the plate called by Mertu. And if you're the opposing pitcher right now in Mertu, you know you've got an RBI chance here to help yourself, give yourself a little bit more of a lead. So you're pretty focused here at the plate. If you're Potabom, you know you got to get this guy. Knights shifting defensively. They'll throw out to second and back in easily as Colpin.
Had a little play on there to see if they were trying to sneak away.
Yep, Honlos and Leonard crashed like if it was going to be a bunt. Mayhall started running to third, and Ryman went over to catch cover second, but Colpin was aware of it. Pitch on the way. That is a shot out to deep. Bauer's got a beat on it. He'll drift back. The runner's going to tag. The sack fly will move the runner down to third. And the runner at third now with a one out here in the inning.
Good job by Griff there.
Yep. He's a good center fielder.
He's very good.
Yep.
Reads it well.
Yep. Now, Kemper's had a history. I mean, I've only been here since 04, but I go back to Molitor, and then you go through Cody Williams, and I can't even remember all the different guys that have played, but there have been some truly great ones that have played center field in my time here.
Carter Putney.
Carter Putney, yep, was recently. Eli Franken at the plate, struck out looking his first time up, takes the breaking ball low and away, and they count one ball in, no strikes.
Infield up. I think they...
Yep, got to cut a run at the plate if they can. That means anything hit hard, not right in, somebody probably escapes through the infield. 1-1 pitch as that ball catches the outside corner to Franken, the designated hitter. One pitch. That's outside. 2-1. Good job by Pudence to go get that one after a wild pitch and a pass ball. The score runs. You're leery a little bit of pitches that aren't right down the middle.
Yeah, we just don't want to give a run here.
Yep, especially with a guy at third. Pitch on the way. Fastball just misses the outside corner. 3-1. Kemper crowd wanting that one. I think that's been consistent all
game. It has. Alex did a really good job there to... to frame that one up, and umpire did not buy it.
3-1 pitch coming up here. Down the middle, got him with the high fastball, and that'll run the count full. Is it harder behind the plate or out in the field to umpire?
Harder behind the plate.
That's what I would think.
You have got to be engaged every pitch.
3-2 pitch coming up here. Breaking ball up top for ball four. That'll be the first walk given up here by Potabom. And it's going to bring up Ryan Berry, who grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Now Kemper can drop back, especially up the middle, and look for that second-to-first double play here to get out of the inning. And now we're going to get it a visit to the mound. They do have somebody up. I think it looks like Ben Cook up down in the bullpen. And I think they're calling to the bullpen. We're going to get, I think, a pitching change here in this third inning. 4-2 the lead for Ridgeview right now. We'll step away, take a break, back with more Kemper baseball coming up here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network. Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
his 12th appearance of the year for the Kemper Knights. He is 4-2 on the year with one save. He's thrown 46 and a third innings on the year, giving up 36 hits and 25 runs. 11 of those are earned. His ERA at 1.66. He's walked 21, hit 4, struck out 40. It walks and hits per innings pitched at 1.23. And opponents are batting 198 against him. And again, this is his 12th appearance of the year. And as I mentioned earlier, Justin, he's not a guy that's unfamiliar with really coming into a game. He's probably started more than he's come in relief, but he's come in relief enough times that this is not uncomfortable for him.
No, it's not. And Ben's different look for Ridgeview.
Yep.
You know, his ball has a lot of movement, not quite the velocity that Landon had, but that's kind of a good thing, too. Keep him off balance, give him a different look. See if we can get a ground ball here.
Runners on the corners with a one out. First pitch breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. He is facing Ryan Berry again, the catcher. Berry coming in, hitting 319 with four double and 15 RBI. Been hit by a pitch 10 times. He grounded out to the shortstop, but that was against Pottabaum back in the second inning. Runner at first is taking off. Cook will spin to look at him. Now throws it out to Ryman at second. They're going to try and get him into a pickle. Now they throw over to third and moving up to second. So the stolen base is going to work. They will get runners at second and third. And that was just well executed that time by Ridgeview.
It was. And Noah a little hesitant on that throw to third.
Yep.
I think you'd like to see him get caught in the middle there and see if he can create the pickle on the third baseline.
And now the infield again is coming in with runners at second and third and one out. So, again, a ground ball right at them. They've got a chance to keep the run from scoring, but anything hard in a gap. There's a chopper down to third. Pottabaum bobbles it. Now he's got the runner hung up. They're going to throw him out at home. And that was indecision that time by the third baseman, Colpin, that ended up costing him a run. He probably should have stayed at third and just loaded the bases.
Should have. And,
yep.
You know, Landon saw him out in front of him, and that's going to be his read there. If he's ahead of you, that's your out.
And that's a big out because that is out number two. The other thing he maybe should have tried to do is get himself in a pickle and allow the other two runners to get up a base so they had runners at second and third.
Yeah, and I think the Ridgeview coach is maybe frustrated with the runner on second, too, not getting to third.
There's a swing and a miss by Kugel. And the count 0-1, he struck out swinging his first time up. And you can see the speed difference in the off-speed stuff that Cook is throwing right now is certainly going to take a little bit for these Ridgeview batters to adjust to.
Yeah, and Ben throws a lot of strikes, gets a lot of ground balls, so we're going to have to field it and make plays for him.
0-1 pitch, chopped foul behind the plate, no balls and two strikes. But that's a big, big out there at the plate, and a good job by Landon to stay with it after bobbling that one and getting that out, because now instead of, you know, bases loaded or another run in, you can get out of this inning with only the three runs given up. We're going to get a runner again over at first base. And coming in this time is going to be at Lane Wandry. So he is going to run over at first base for the catcher. That'll be a courtesy runner.
Let's see if Ben can make a pitch here.
Yeah, get him out of this. 4-2 right now. Raptors with the lead, top of the third. Two out, runners at first and second. Cook standing in the shadows. Pitch on the way. Fouled right back up against the netting. And the count will remain. No balls and two strikes. Outfield playing fairly normal, except for Bauer, I would say, is shading right field. So if there's a gap with the lefty at the plate, it would be left center field. Ottomar of Mayhall drifting in behind the runner out at second. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That's going to stay on the infield. Ryman battling the sun will make the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Knights run into some trouble here in the second, but they get out of it, giving up just the three runs. They give up those three runs on three hits. There was one error, and they end up leaving two runners left on base. Step away, take a break. Back with the bottom of the third. The Knights will bring up Pottabaum, Bauer, and Pudence when we come back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Heading to the bottom of the third inning here tonight on Kicker, excuse me, on 93.7 at KKRL. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame, Landon Potabom, will step in. He'll take the first pitch for ball one. Count one ball, no strikes. He reached on an error his first time up and a chopper between third and short. The 1-0 offering, that's back up the middle, ranging over as Jensen, the second baseman. The throw to first is in time. And one up and one down. Jensen bobbled that one, it looked like, a little bit, but gloved it back in and was able to have time. That's the nice thing about being at second base. Even on a play up the middle, you have a little time.
Yeah, and they had him played perfect. And it likes to go to that middle part of the field, and they had him shaded right there and made a good play.
Bauer going to step in, reached on a fielder's choice his first time up on a ground ball to the shortstop. Pitch on the way is fouled back into the top of the grandstand. That'll bounce back out. Picking that one up is going to be Alex Pudens, who's on deck, and the count is 0-1. Not much of a breeze tonight. I know the flag's not all the way up, but even looking at the top of the trees, is trying to bunt at that time was Bauer, and offering at a pitch up top. Count goes to 0-2. Flag blowing a little bit, but you don't even see the top of the trees moving tonight.
No, you couldn't ask for a more perfect night for a ball game.
Yep. Might be a little warm to have a fire early, but maybe after the sun goes down, could be a good night to sit out around a fire tonight. 0-2 pitches fouled out of play, and the count will stay no balls and two strikes.
You know, Griff does a good job. He just battles, and he makes himself a hard out. So if you can make him throw 7-8 pitches here, I be a successful at bat.
Yeah, I can't see the pitch count thing out there. The 0-2 pitch misses outside. Count goes to 1-2. I'm thinking it looks like 42, but
I'm reading 42 as well.
Okay. Too. Well, maybe our eyesight a little better than we think, but that sun is just right on that part of the scoreboard right now. 1-2 pitch coming up. There's a swing and a miss. Two outs here in the inning. And that'll be the third strikeout here tonight for Aiden Mertu. And that'll bring up Alex Pudens, who hit into a 6-4 putout at second base. Reached on a fielder's choice. That ended the first inning for the Kemper Knights. Knights trail it right now by a score of 4-2. Ridgeview got a run in the first. Knights came back with two in the bottom of the second. Ridgeview answered with three in the top of the third.
Yeah, Ridgeview did exactly what we talked about with Kemper of rebounding from giving up runs.
Fastball misses up top. Speaking of rebounded, I know we have to get through the fall season before and winter and summer, but excited for the basketball season coming up?
We are. We have a good group of girls working hard this summer.
1-0 pitch, fastball down the middle of the pipe, one ball and one strike. I love basketball. It was probably my favorite sport growing up, but I will say this. It can wait a little while. I'm not ready for summer to get over yet.
I'm ready for November already.
I figured you might be. 1-1 pitch is chopped off of Pudens at the plate. And if you don't get beat up enough as a catcher by getting hit behind the plate, you know, sometimes you get hit by a pitch or you foul one off of yourself and it never feels good. I love basketball. It's still one of my very favorite sports. It's what I grew up playing as much as I possibly could, but I'm just not a fan of winter.
I would agree with that.
Yes, so I'm a shorts and T-shirt guy, so I enjoy summer. Breaking ball called strike three. Mertu's going to get the last two guys by strikes here to end this third for the Knights. And no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll head to the top of the fourth. 4-2 Raptors. We're back in 1 minute here on KKRL.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Spring Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Ben Cook finishing up his warm-ups as we head here to the top half of the fourth inning. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for the Ridgeview Raptors. They're leading Kemper right now again by a score of 4-2. Justin, what have you seen from this one here tonight?
I've seen a very aggressive Ridgeview team. Very aggressive from the mound. He's throwing a lot of strikes. He's basically telling Kemper, come beat us with the bats. And at the plate, we knew they'd be aggressive at the plate, and they've been exactly that. We'll see if Ben can keep him a little more off balance.
So Wandry will step in, struck out looking his first time up. That back in the second inning against Potabom. Pitch on the way downstairs. And they count 1-1 and no strikes.
Just really important here to get 1-2-3.
Yep. Hard to believe state baseball tournament just about, 8 days away? Here at Merchants Park, 1-0 pitch misses. Nope, catches the outside corner for strike one. That should start a week from Monday, if I remember correctly.
I believe you're right.
1-1 pitch on the way. Downstairs, 2-1.
So many great people do things for state baseball.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody that volunteers to come out and help, even Jeff Honnold. 2-1 pitch up top. Count goes to 3-1.
Be fun to get local teams there.
It is. It is. Hopefully the two that we have left, we're down to two baseball teams. Hopefully they both can get here. 3-1 pitch misses. The walk will be the second one given up by Kemper pitching here tonight. That'll be a leadoff walk. And the Raptors, this is the scary part of things, Justin. You know how sports works. The leadoff runner got on in the first. Leadoff runner got on in the third. They've scored in both of those innings.
They have, and I'm sure there's data somewhere, but in high school baseball, you get that first runner on.
I'm guessing around 80% of the time they score.
I would imagine it has to be 80%.
Yeah, maybe not that person particular, but generally a team scores, I bet you, in the inning, probably close to 80% of the time they get the leadoff runner on.
They do. It just puts you in a position to be aggressive.
Luke Braunschweig, pitch on the way. Going to be taken up top. 1-1, no strikes. Braunschweig is 2-for-2 tonight. A couple of singles, couple of runs scored with one stolen base in there. And, folks, this young man is just a freshman. He does not look like one and does not play like one. Pitch on the way down in the dirt. Nice knockdown by Pudens, and the count 2-1 and no strikes. They've got a nice mixture. A lot of people talk about this senior group that's played together for a long time, but they've got some freshmen and sophomores that are helping out this team as well.
They do. They're pitcher, catcher, and shortstop, three pretty critical positions.
Pitch.
All young.
Taken in there for a strike. Comes with the fastball on the outside corner, and again, they've got the shift on defensively. So Mayhall playing on the second base side of second base as the shortstop. So Potabom, the only guy over here on the left side of the field. Throw over to first, and Mack in it safely is going to be Wandry. And now the throw gets away, but Potabom there to back it up.
And this is that time of night, Jeff, where that sun just in the eyes of Nash.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never envied first baseman here. He's trying to shade it with the hands. Pitch on the way. Chop foul over to the Kemper dugout. That's got to be about what the fifth ball that's come off the Kemper dugout tonight.
Seems like it.
It does. There's been quite a few of them. 2-2 right now. Jensen waiting on deck. Top of the order due up here in the fourth for the Raptors. Fastball up. Top 3-2 now. There's room to put him, but you don't really want to put him. Not with a walk.
And not with 2-3-4 coming up.
No. I leaned just far enough forward that the sun got into my eyes. Budens, maybe he's got a play on one pop foul back. He's going to drift back and makes an outstanding catch for the first out here in the inning. And that's understanding the depth that you have behind home plate here as a catcher and finding that ball right away.
Yeah, he's, you know, for only being a freshman, he's very intelligent. He's played a lot of baseball games already. He basically started every game last year. So what a luxury to have him for the next 4 years.
Raptors again leading this one right now 4-2. The batter is Kinnick Jensen. Jensen here tonight, singled in the first, stranded at second, hit by a pitch in the third and came in to score. He'll foul that one back and the count is 0-1. How big is this inning down 4-2 against a team that can score? Do you almost have to get through this inning with no damage?
It feels like at this point in the game you do, especially with the heart of their lineup up.
Pitch on the way. That is a shot, but luckily foul, because that one is going to leave the park more than likely. Yeah, it lands down in the parking lot, down by the softball field. So he got about as much of that one as you can. I have seen a guy, and I forget who it was, hit a ball, and it landed in the dirt on the high school softball field.
Luano was probably pitching.
He might have been. And you're talking Matt, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Pitch on the way, outside. And they count one ball and two strikes. I still say the best one I ever saw was Austin Steichen from Remsen St. Mary's years ago at the CYO. This would have been back in the early to mid, right around 2008, 2009, probably somewhere in there. Pitch on the way. Chopped over to Potabomb at third. It's going to take on the second hop. The throw is a little bit high. It's through the glove of Leonard. And both runners are going to move up at least a bag here, and we're going to have runners at second and third as the throw will come in.
Again, Jeff, it's.
Yep.
I don't think the throw was that far off. Don't think Nash could see it.
Yep. And that's one of those that it's like, how do you? You almost got to grade that an error because it's a makeable play. But who do you give the error to? Because the throw wasn't bad. The poor first baseman can't see.
Third baseman, number one.
But those are the plays.
Yep.
Right. That would have made two outs.
Yep.
Potentially sneak yourself out of this. And
now you got runners at second and third, and their number three guy stepping to the plate in Blake Mertu. And Cook's going to step off. I was telling you about Austin Steichen. I was here at the CYO. He hit a home run dead center. It went right past the flagpole. It was still rising as it went past the flagpole out there. It hit into the trees back there, but I'm like, that's, I think, the biggest shot I've ever seen hit at this park. And we've had some guys, Chris Halbert, it might have been Chris Halbert that landed one out on the dirt out there. He was a fun guy to watch back in his day here at Kemper.
Luano texted me, said he never gave up home runs.
Oh, okay.
We'll agree to disagree.
Well, he certainly didn't hit one, right?
No.
Mertu lined out to right his first time up, singled and scored in the third. There's a swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball by Cook in the count 0-1. Again, one out, runners at second and third. You got Wandre down at third, Jensen on at second. 3-4 guys in the lineup scheduled to be the next two batters. Knights have again shifted defensively. That pitch down in the dirt. And the count goes to 1-1. And with this kind of a shift, it almost tells me if I'm a hitter, they're probably not going to throw much of anything on the plate on the outside part of the plate because that's where I can take it opposite field.
Yeah, and you have a bag open.
Yep.
So, you know, you can kind of pick how you want to approach him here.
Pitch up top, chop foul. One ball and two strikes now on Mertu.
And you can see what Ben brings here,
yes.
Right? We've had three ground balls.
And now Noah Ryman coming in to talk with him here real quick on the hill. Our home plate umpire steps out in front. And now everybody back to their positions. Again, Ryman playing about where the shortstop normally would for Kemper. So not much of a gap between third, short, and the second baseman. 1-2 pitch coming up. Going to miss outside. And as I said, if they go outside, I don't think they're going to find the corner. They're going to try and go outside to get him to chase. They're not going to try and leave one on the outside edge because that's an easy ball to punch to right field. 2-2 pitch coming up here. Comes inside. That one is flared to right, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. One run's going to come in to score. They'll hold up as Vanami gets to it quickly. and the single. And RBI for Murtu will make it now 5-2. And
right
where the second baseman would have been. Yeah.
Good piece of hitting.
Yep. Yep. Very good piece of inside fastball.
Yep. Didn't try to do too much.
Nope. And that's going to bring up now Owen Wharton. Wharton tonight. 1-for-2 on the night. Popped up to the shortstop in the first and doubled in the third. Eventually, his courtesy or pinch runner was thrown out at home. And he'll chop that one foul at the plate for strike one. Wharton again is a very good hitter. I mean, 419 on the year, 7 home runs. He's the guy that drilled the home run against Eastack County to deep left the other night. 5-2 right now in favor of the Raptors. Runner again going to take off. They'll throw it over to first, and that's going to be an easy steal to second base. And that's a learning experience, I think, for Ben. I don't know if he's been in that situation many times.
Yeah, and good by Ben there. He jump turned, which
yep.
You have to throw it at that point.
Yep.
He recognized that,
yep.
Made that throw.
The 0-1 offering. Runners now at second and third. That's in the dirt. Nice knockdown by Pudence. 1-1. So Jensen again down at third. Murtu up at second. Wharton at the plate. Ben Cook on the hill. They're setting up inside. Fastball is hit out towards left. Drifting back is Potabom. They'll tag the runner. 2 outs now on the catch. And the throw will wisely come into third. But the sack fly will drive in another run, and it's 6-2.
Yeah, Ridgeview doing all the right things.
Yep.
Finding ways to score runs.
Which is kind of the thing, in a way, Coach, that Kemper generally does to teams is finding ways to score runs.
They do.
That'll make it now 6-2. If they get any more runs in this inning, they will be unearned. Pitch on the way. Fly ball out towards center. Drifting back is Bauer. That one was off the fist. He'll make the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. But Ridgeview strikes again here in the inning. They pick up 2 runs here in the fourth. They get it on one hit. There was a one error. And they leave one runner left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. 6-2 lead for the Raptors. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a 3-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at wittrockmotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, 3 generations, 1 promise. We take care of our family.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
They would hold on. Coming to you live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Again, Motor Inn again. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Knights will bring up Mayhall, Hanlos, and a Potabom. Fly ball out to left field. Wandry will settle under it. Looks like he's battling a little bit and ends up dropping it. The throw is going to come into second, but Mayhall in at second as he never gave up on the play on the E7, and that's the kind of break that Kemper needs.
It is. It is, and that's goes back to put the ball in play, put the pressure on them, make them make plays, and you never know.
Yeah, it just looked at the last minute there. I don't know what, but he just took another step, and you just felt like he wasn't comfortable out there. And that's going to bring up now Caden Hanlos. Hanlos was hit by a pitch and scored back in the second inning. So Samay Hall on out at second. There's a line shot that's going to be knocked down by the first baseman. There's going to be a tough play, and they get him out at first. Covering on the play was Mertu.
Really close player that play there, Jeff.
3-1 on the putout. Mayhall will move down to third on the play. And that's going to bring up Thomas Potterbaum. And, yeah, he got over there and made sure he stomped on the bag right before the runner. But good hustle by Hanlos to get down the line. So Potterbaum will step in. Reached on a fielder's choice on a sack bunt back in the second inning and then came around to score. Knights with a chance to cut into this at 6-2 deficit here. Pitch on the way. Fastball misses inside.
You know, Jeff, I think what we do like to see is we haven't had a lot of strikeouts.
Right.
So, you know, you get runners in these positions.
1-0 offering. Fly down the right field line, and that's going to drift a foul. Giving chase that time was Kugel. He's not able to track that one down, and the count is 1-1. And you can't make up this four. I mean, you can get a grand slam, but you want to chip away at this thing and try to swing for
correct.
The fences.
And I'm sure that's what Coach Barta and Bach told him is two an inning,
yep.
one an inning type of thing. It's don't try and do too much. Plenty of at-bats left.
Breaking ball. Misses up top. I have a feeling Raptor fans not going to like that one because Potterbaum kind of ducked on that pitch. It did look like it broke across the plate, but I think it was still high. And the 2-1 pitch, they didn't complain much. 2-1 offering. Fastball fouled back out of play. And the count now, 2-2. Raptors again with a run in the first, 3 in the 3rd, 2 in the 2nd. The Knights, both of their runs coming in the 2nd. And this is the part I don't like to bring up. I've got Kemper right now, 2 hits, Nash Leonard, both of them. Fastball down in the dirt. Nice knockdown that time by Barry. And the count will run full. Runner at third is Mayhall. He reached on the air earlier in this inning. Hanlos then hit one over to the first baseman. It moved him down to third and a good job of hitting behind the runner. 3-2 offering. Fastball up top, ball 4.
Good job by Tommy there.
Yep. That's a good at-bat by a senior.
It is. Spoiled a couple good pitches. Kept himself in that bat.
And that's going to bring up Noah Ryman. Ryman tonight walked in the first, was eventually a force out at third, and then struck out back in the 2nd. And you go back to that first inning right now. They didn't score in that inning with the bases loaded. Credit the Ridgeview defense for getting the force outs and keeping runners off of third by doing that. But that inning coming back right now, that's been a critical inning here. Runners on the corners, pitch on the way, fastball in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1.
Yeah, Noah's been a great hitter all year. Timely.
Yep.
See if he can find a gap.
Yeah, came into tonight hitting .362 with 4 doubles. He's got a little power. He does have a home run. There's a chopper out towards short, and the shortstop falls down on the play, and the ball bounds over him. Run comes in to score, and Kemper getting, do you call that a home bounce on that? The shortstop started to come in, then wanted to plant and go back, and ends up just falling down. And I think we're going to get our answer. We may be getting a pitching change here. As Potterbaum will move up to second, runners at first and second. We are getting a timeout here by Ridgeview. And you and I were talking, you brought it up during the break. What does Ridgeview do here with Mertu? Because if you're them, do you feel like you got enough of a lead that maybe you could pull him and go to somebody in the bullpen and save him for Tuesday? Or do you keep him in the ballgame?
Yeah, I don't envy these coaches with those decisions. And it's, you know, the pitch count rules have changed, and everyone approaches it print, and looks like he's staying in.
He will stay in the ballgame. And it's not that he's pitching poorly.
No.
It's just that thing of, and Nash Leonard, the guy that's got both of the base hits for Kemper, or 2 of the 3 hits now for Kemper, is I'm going to grade a hit when the guy falls down. There's not much you can do on that. So 3 hits here on the Knights. Leonard will step in, singled back in the first. Was eventually forced out at home, and then a double driving in 2 runs in the 2nd. Pitch is going to hit him, and that's going to load the bases.
And we talked about it. That's what Nash, he gets hit a lot.
Yep. That is the, let's see here, 15th time he's been hit this year. And now we're going to get another visit to the mound. Do we get a pitching change in this situation?
At this point,
yep,
you have to.
Yep, so we will step away. We'll take a break. Bases loaded for the night here. They never quit. They're down 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth. We're back with more night baseball coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Kinnick Jensen, the new pitcher here for the Raptors. This is his 10th appearance on the year. He's 4-1 on the year. He's thrown 20 and two-thirds innings, giving up 20 hits and 22 runs. 15 of those are earned. His ERA at 5.08. He's walked 21, hit 5, struck out 37. Walks and hits per innings pitched at 1.98. Opponents batting 183 against him this year. And again, this is his 10th appearance of the season. And Justin, he's coming in and really what not an easy situation. The bases are loaded here with a one out here in the inning. You've got a 6-3 lead, but a base hit here, and all of a sudden Kemper's right back into this ballgame.
Yeah, tough situation. Bases loaded. You're coming in. Sure, he didn't warm up in between innings, have a bullpen, anything of that nature. So we're going to see right away where he's at.
So Kinnick Jensen takes over on the hill. Aiden Mertu, them two just swap. We'll move out to second. First pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Brendan Vanami at the plate. Reached on a fielder's choice on a sack bunt attempt in the first and then flew out to center back in the second. And it does look like Pacini is trying to shade his eyes out there in center field as well, trying to read the ball off of the bat. That fastball misses low and away. And the count 1-1. And we did see Jensen throw a couple to the backstop in his warm-ups.
Yeah, and he, you know, from a speed perspective, it looks very similar to Mertu.
We'll get a timeout as some music accidentally bumped on to the PA system real quick, but good job by the home plate umpire to quickly call the timeout there. They'll throw over in the third and back in it safely. Thomas Pottebaum wasn't looking like he was really trying to throw him out over there. I think he was just trying to let him know he's aware of him.
Tommy looked a little surprised there.
He did. Crowd out there in center field has grown here tonight. Pitch on the way. Fastball misses low and away. And the count 2-1. We talked about the top of the inning being big for Kemper to get out of there with no damage done. They gave up two, but this right here might be even bigger. Pitch on the way outside. 3-1. You've got a chance to get a big number on the board here in this inning, Justin. You got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and I would imagine Brendan's, I would imagine he's taken here. You haven't seen Jensen really pound the strike zone yet.
3-1 pitch, yep. Popped up. That's going to drift over. Mertu, the second baseman, will make the play. And there are now two outs in the inning, and technically that's an infield fly rule, right? Yep.
Infield fly rule.
Yep, so Landon Pottebaum will come to the plate. He's 0-2 tonight, reached on an error on the third baseman back in the first, grounded out to the second baseman in the third. So two outs now here in the inning with the bases loaded. Thomas Pottebaum down at third. Noah Ryman at second, and Ashel Leonard on over at first. And they're not holding the runner on anywhere. Pitch on the way. Fastball taken downstairs for ball one. He comes hard, but has really kind of been all over a little bit here early on.
He has. Big spot for Landon here.
The 1-0 offering. Flared out of play up the first base side. That one over the batting cage. And the count now 1-1. Again, our Culver's player of the game coming up at the post game. Culver's celebrating 42 years in business. 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Do you have a favorite meal at Culver's?
I like it all.
Okay. That's a good answer. 1-1 offering. Fastball catches the outside corner. One ball now, two strikes on Potabom. Griffin Bauer hoping to get a chance to hit here in the inning.
Yeah, Kevin and Amy and their staff do a great job.
They do a great job. Absolutely. 1-2 offering coming up here. It's on the way. Flight out towards right. That's deep. Drifting back and making the top a running catch is Kugel. I thought maybe that one was going to get over his head, but he was able to track it down. The Knights, though, do push one run across the board. They get that to one run. They pick up that one run on one hit. So there was one error, and they leave three runners left on base. We're headed to the fifth. It's 6-3 Raptors. We're back in a minute here on KCIM, or excuse me, on 93.7 KKRL.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Jeff Blankman and Justin Yetmar back here with you on 93.7 at KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Appreciate everybody joining us on this gorgeous Saturday night. We've got shadows now across most of the field. You've got Thomas Potabom kind of standing in shadow, but the upper part of the body still in the sun. The outfield's still in the sun, but everybody else in the shade here is Eli Franken. We'll leave things off, followed by Ryan Berry and then Jacob Kugel. So 6-7-8 due out for the Raptors. They lead at 6-3, top of the fifth. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And quickly, Ben Cook out in front here. No balls, two strikes. Justin, what have you seen so far?
Yeah, even with, we talked 6-7-8 coming up, but I think we have 300, 380, hitters.
Chopper out towards the shortstop. Mayhall will field. The throw to first is in time. One up and one down. Sorry to interrupt there, but.
No, you're. Franken was 304. Barry's 393, so you can't take any pitches off. And that was a good play by Charlie there.
That's going to bring up Ryan Berry. Berry tonight grounded out to the shortstop in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. Kemper fans are going to know a guy named Berry that's part of Ridgeview now. Berry Anderson, longtime Kemper softball coach. He was coaching softball when I first got here. Took him to the state tournament in 06. There's a chopper over to third. Potabom will field. Long throw, but it's on time. And there are two outs in there. Berry now up at Ridge. He's the head softball coach up there. Also an administrator, I think a principal. So if he's back at home listening, shout out to Berry Anderson. He had some great teams. Mark Fielmeyer was his assistant back then. And still the greatest female athlete I've covered in 27 years in Tanny Stipe.
I see Danny.
And I've covered some great ones, yes.
She could still hit 600, and she said probably.
Pitch taken downstairs, one ball and no strikes.
Yeah, what we're seeing with Ben here is what we talked about. He's got him out on that front foot, getting a lot of ground balls.
There's a foul ball back, and the count now 1-1. Yeah, Danny, a part of our first Hall of Fame class that we announced on Tuesday. We're going to start announcing five female and five male athletes and three coaches every year now into the CV Sports Network Rewind Hall of Fame. There's a chopper foul. And I think our first class is a great one. Not easy. I think we dug through about 700 athletes from all the schools that we covered, and trying to break it down to five female and five male athletes.
There's
was
a lot of lineage here.
Yes, there is. Yeah, from 1980 through is where we kind of, we had to make a cutoff. There's a beautiful pitch. They get him to chase it outside. That'll be the fourth strikeout for Kuemper pitching here tonight. And that's going to be a 1-2-3 fifth inning. The Knights will come to the plate in the bottom half of the fifth. They trail it 6-3. Kuemper will bring up Bauer, Pudenz, and Mayhill. We'll back in 1 minute here on the 93.7 at KKRL. Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Justin, thanks to Ashley Schabel. I knew it was coming. I didn't know, but Danny Stipe now married. It's Danny Miller. She just got married. Was it this weekend?
I think it was a couple weekends
ago.
Yep. I should have known that.
Okay.
That's on me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story. One, she's had so many great stories when I covered her in high school, but her senior year down at State Track, it's the 200 finals, and I'm always standing down by the finish line down at State Track meet, you know, to get interviews. And the gun goes off, and all the media people are standing down by the – they're not even halfway through the curve, and everybody's like, yeah, it's over. She blew the field away in the 200 finals. It wasn't even competitive. That's how good she was. Hall of Fame in both for the girls' union, both the track and also softball, also in the UNI Hall of Fame as well.
I think yep. UNI Hall of Fame as well.
Yep. Griffin Bauer, Alex Pudenz, Charlie Mayhall. And there's been a lot of great athletes that have come through here. And I know some people are going to bring up the girls from Carroll High back in the 90s. I didn't cover them, so that's why I specified best athlete I've covered for females since I came to town. Breaking ball in there for a strike to Bauer, the count 0-1. Griffin looking for his first hit here tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first and then struck out swinging in the third. Breaking ball misses outside. One ball in, one strike.
A lot of movement on that breaking ball,
yes.
Jeff.
Now pretty much everybody but the right fielder in some shadows, and it's not even very bright out there as the sun begins to dip. Comes with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. That one down the middle. And how's he working his pitches now that he's kind of maybe got a little more time to warm up, do you think?
He's settling in a little bit. You can see it. He's thrown a little more breaking stuff. I don't think he threw a lot of breaking stuff that first inning, at least what I saw.
That one misses low and away. Count now two balls and two strikes.
But with that much movement, I mean, you got to start it at him.
Yep.
At these last two pitches, he started down the middle, and they...
2-2 pitch. Wow, overthrew that one. And that was a nice job by Barry to go get that one in the left-handed batter's box. Count 3-2. Speaking of great athletes that I covered, Malia Adams just walked by. I covered her mom up at Wall Lakeview Auburn, Sarah Shodden, now Sarah Adams. And she was pretty special up there in her day as well. 3-2 pitch coming up. That one taken outside for ball four. So that'll be the third walk given up here by Ridgeview pitching tonight. And the leadoff batter on here for the Knights. And Justin, we talked about Ridgeview scoring with getting that leadoff runner on. Kuemper, the only inning they haven't scored in this game that they had the leadoff runner on was that first when they had the bases loaded. Otherwise, every other time they've had the leadoff runner on, they've scored. Alex Pudin stepping in, throw over to first, a nice little light throw. 6-3 our score here, bottom half of the fifth. Appreciate everybody tuning in here tonight. Defense coming in a little bit at third. Again, kind of a lob throw over. Bauer, a really good base dealer, 13 of 15 on the year. And they probably just want to keep him close enough, Justin, maybe to try and have a chance at a double play.
Yeah, and I think Ridgeview looks like they're expecting bunt, the way they're playing.
And there we get the timeout I was waiting for, because Jensen was taking an awfully, awfully long time on the hill. Again, our Mackey Motors tailgate will follow in the conclusion of this game here tonight. We'll announce our Culver's player of the game coming up in that pitch on the way. Popped up, and that is going to drift out of play. And the count is 0-1 now on Pudetz. Feels like he's been up a long time to count for the count to be just 0-1. Latest update again I had on that Coon game. They were up 16-2 after three innings of play over on kick 106.7. The 0-1 offering coming up here. Jensen, again, does not work quickly with a guy on base. Fastball, nope, breaking ball. That's going to miss low and away in the count 1-1. Sometimes I wonder if you take that long, if you can find a rhythm when you're taking that long yourself out on the hill. But some guys are more comfortable that way.
Yep. Seems to be some indecision here.
Yep. Bauer with his lead over at first. Wharton will hold him on. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and in. 2-1 the count on Pudence. And tonight, I think, even though they're down, they're kind of right where they want to be. I think Ridgeview's starting to struggle a little bit here, especially finding the zone. And this is what the Kemper Knights do. The runner steps off. They'll throw to second, and they get him. So Bauer breaks on the play and ends up getting thrown out. And Justin, I maybe opened my mouth too soon. That's a big first out.
I'm not sure if what happened there, Jeff. I don't know if he thought he saw a move.
Yeah.
Some his front foot go.
He's talking right now with Coach Barta in the dugout. I think he saw something with the hands and the ball and felt like he could go. 2-1 offering, fastball in there for a strike, and the count now 2-2.
Now you see Jensen, he's a little more settled, working a little quicker.
Some guys just aren't as comfortable with somebody on base. Some are, some aren't. 2-2 offering on the way. Ooh, just misses outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And he's been consistent with
that. He has.
He's been really consistent.
I was woofing almost as much because of the dust that flew off of the catcher's mitt. That one came with a little bit of steam. 3-2 pitch coming up. There's a swing and a miss. That is a big out. Second out here in the inning. That's the first strikeout for Jensen. Fifth for Ridgeview pitching here tonight. And it's going to bring up Charlie Mayhall. Mayhall reached on an error on a strikeout back in the second, then flew out to left field, but reached on an error on the left fielder. So he's been the guy that's given Ridgeview kind of the biggest problems defensively here tonight.
Yeah, unfortunate there. Runner,
Charlie Mayhall. Pitch on the way, low and away.
You know, and I think Alex was in a 2-0 count there, too.
Yep. Jensen trying to dry off the glove hand this time instead of the hand that he's pitching with. Caden Honlos waiting on deck. Fastball misses outside. 2-0 now the count on Mayhall. This is where you need those senior guys that, you know,
start that two-out rally.
Yep. He'll call a timeout here real quick. And now the whole field in the shadows, the light starting to take their impact. And is this about the time you were gauging that it was going to be about perfect night?
What'd I say, half hour?
Yeah.
I think I was off about 45. It was about 45 minutes. Now we're in the perfect time of night.
This is the time of the night where you can almost start the fire in the backyard, kick the game on the radio and start the fire. 3-0 count right now on Mayhall. Knights looking to get a two-out rally going here. Down 6-3 in the bottom half of the fifth. Kemper guaranteed to at least get the top of the order up at least one more time. That's a good thing. 3-0 offering, breaking ball. In there for strike one. And that's a confident pitcher that throws a breaking ball down 3-0.
It was. That was a really good pitch by him. I don't think Charlie was expecting that.
No. I think he had the red light anyway, but comes back with a breaking ball. That one also in there for a strike, and now the count 3-2. So he struggled with the fastball, but the breaking ball's worked. Does he throw three straight, or does he come back with a fastball here?
I think he's coming fastball.
3-2 pitch, and he tried the fastball and kind of overgripped that one, and there's going to be the second walk of the inning by him. That'll put Mayhall down at first, and it's going to bring to the plate Caden Honlos. Mentioned that Kemper gets to their top of the order at least one more time. That'll be the same for the Raptors. They're 9-1-2 going into the sixth.
The designated hitter, number 10, Caden Honlos.
So Caden Honlos step it in, hit by a pitch and scored in the second. Grounded to the first baseman on a 3-1 putout over at first base, Mac in the fourth on a pretty well-hit ball. They'll loft one over. And Mayhall, Mac in. Charlie, 7 of 7 in stolen bases on the year.
Yeah, you can definitely see, Jeff, when we get runners on, he's uncomfortable.
Yep. Pitch on the way, fastball up top. One ball, no strikes, and his fastball has been not real good to him so far. It doesn't mean that it won't be eventually, but the pitches have either been high or he's kind of overthrown it and has been in the left-handed batter's box a lot. Throws over again. Mayhall was still creeping out but able to get back in time.
Haven't seen a great move to first yet.
No. Don't know if he has one or not. I'm sure he's got something better than what he's shown so far. Short lead for Mayhall over there at first. Only about two steps, a breaking ball up top, 2-0. And if you're the Raptors, the last thing you want to do is probably have to go to a third pitcher here in this game. Now, if nobody throws a lot of pitches, you can bring them back if you hold on and win on Tuesday. 2-0 pitch, fastball up top, 3 balls, no strikes. But if you're Coach Mertu and he keeps struggling to throw strikes like this, for one, you probably go have a conversation with him. But how long before you go to one of your other guys?
Yeah, and you start, you know, putting base runners on, you know, by walks makes the coach feel uncomfortable.
Yep. 3-0 offering, fastball taken for ball four. And not saying that as an umpire you change your strike zone when a pitcher's struggling, but if a pitcher's having a hard time, is it harder to call strikes on those borderline pitches?
It is, because you generally, you know, you get in a rhythm, the pitcher's getting a rhythm, everybody's kind of in their rhythm.
Yep.
When you start seeing, you know, up, down, side, it gets tough. It gets tough to call those games. Catcher's going to see if he can calm him down here a little bit.
Ryan Berry, the sophomore, again calling the timeout, goes out and talks to the senior at Kinnick Jensen. Two outs here. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. Knights now with runners at first and second. The batter is Thomas Pottenbaum. Mom had a sack bunt, reached on the fielder's choice, and scored in the second inning, and then walked back in the fourth, was stranded out at third base when the inning came to an end. And Jensen now walking off of the mound, and he's going to call Berry out again, or he wanted to. Now he says, now he's getting him some finger signals. I don't know what those mean, but they probably do.
We'll see if they're on the same page here with pitch calls here.
Pitch on the way, breaking ball down in the dirt, knocked down by Berry. They've got a chance to throw it down to first, but back in it safely was Honlos. They didn't, the first baseman Worthen that time, not on the bag, and didn't really attempt to tag him. But right now, if I'm Kemper, I take one strike for sure, maybe two, because he is not consistently. I know he struck out Pudence, but he hasn't consistently found the strike zone.
No, and Tommy's a really good two-strike hitter, so you're not afraid to put him in that position.
There's a fly ball. That's going to be popped up on the infield. Mertu, the second baseman, settles under it. He will make the catch and shows what I know. It's the reason I'm not down in the dugout. He swung away. For the Knights here in the fifth, they get to no runs on no hits. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We'll step away, take a break. Back to the top of the sixth. Knights trail it here 6-3. We're back in a minute on 93.7 KKRL.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas and online at newwayford.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Ethan Wandre, then the top of the order, and Luke Braunschweig, and then Kinnick Jensen. So 9-1-2 due up for the Raptors against Ben Cook. There's a swing and a miss by Wandre, and they count 0-1. Wandre struck out looking in the second, and then walked and scored against Cook in the fourth. Cook came in the third inning, pitch on the way. Line drive, that's nice diving attempt out there in right field by Vanami, but dropping in for the base hit. With Wandre, I didn't know for sure if Ryman was going to get to it or Vanami was going to get to it, but great hustle by both, but that's a base hit that time by Wandre and the leadoff runner on here in the sixth inning.
Yeah, really, really good hustle by those two, just put in that one spot.
Eighth hit of the night. And now we get a visit to the mound by Michael Barta, one of the assistant coaches, and Ben Cook at 40 pitches. They don't see anybody up. Honlos would probably be the guy. They do have a guy that just popped up on the edge of the dugout down here. Would you think they're making a change here, or do you think they're just wanting to have a conversation here?
I do. I think they're going to go to Brendan Vanami.
And that's what it looks like. Yep, as he comes in now out of right field. So we'll stop away, take a break. We'll tell you all the changes when we find them once everybody gets lined up. We're back with more Kemper baseball coming up for you next year. On 93.7 at KKRL, Knights down 6-3 in the top of the sixth.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Spring Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Brendan Vanami, our new pitcher here for the Kemper Knights. He comes in making his 13th appearance. He's 3-0 with two saves. He's thrown 20 in the third innings, giving up 13 hits and six runs. Three have been earned. His ERA outstanding at 1.03. Walked 18, hit 5, struck out 33. Walks and hits for innings pitched is 1.52. And opponents batting 176. Caden Topic has moved now to right field to replace Vanami.
Not an unfamiliar position here for Brendan.
Nope, he does this a lot. He's going to fake the throw over to first, and they're going to hold that runner. They got away with it the other night against Dennis and Schleswig. And that time, the first base coach immediately was yelling at the guy over on first base, who almost got up and started running, but the first base coach was yelling and telling him, stay, stay, stay.
You could tell they talked about that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Kemper's done that twice now. In two prior games, so
yep.
I think they probably had that scouted.
Luke Braunschweig, the batter, singled in the first and scored, singled in the third and scored, popped up to the catcher in foul territory back in the fourth, so he is 2-for-3, pitch on the way up top, and they count 2 balls and no strikes. And again, they have put the shift on with him. So Mayhall playing on the second base side of second base as the shortstop, and they've got the center fielder Bauer playing, not going to say right center, but close to right center field. Pitch on the way. Up top, 3 balls in, no strikes.
See if Brendan can settle in here.
Yeah, he's been very good for them all year long.
He's nibbling. He's close.
Yep. Short lead over at first. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike in the count, 3-1. And I knew Braunschweig that time. Braunschweig wasn't going to look to swing. Kinnick Jensen is waiting on deck. This is that top part of the order here for the Raptors. 3-1 pitch, flied out towards left, giving bases Potabom, and he's not going to be able to make the play. The runner at Wandry had to wait to see if it was caught. He'll dig into third and end with a double. That time is Braunschweig. And if I'm him, he was celebrating out there when he got to second. He took that one opposite field. Now, the left fielder was there, but that tells you that he could hit it to the opposite field, and he drove it.
He did, and I think that one had some tail on it.
Yep. Yeah, just, I think you're right. I think it tailed away at the last minute because Potamon pretty good out there. And that's going to bring up Kinnick Jensen. And I said to you during the break, they can't give up anything here. There's nobody out, runners at second and third. Kemper's done a great job of rallying, especially late all year, but this is a team that I don't know if you want to get down 5, 6, 7, so they've got to get out of here with not much damage done.
I agree. Going to be tough. No outs.
Yep.
Middle heart, the heart of their lineup up.
Kinnick Jensen stepping in. He is 1-for-2 tonight. He squares around, pulls the bat back, takes the pitch in there for a strike in the count 0-1. Singled in the first, was stranded at second, was hit by a pitch and scored in the third, and then reached on an error and scored in the fourth. So he's got 2 of their 6 runs here tonight. Now he's looking to try and pick up a couple of RBI. The outfield playing deep, pitch on the way. That's going to hit him, and that'll load the bases. That is just the second hit by pitch here tonight for the Knights.
Nothing hurt.
Nope.
Nothing hurt.
Now you can go home first on the double play, which actually might be an easier double play to try and make.
Third baseman.
9 hits here on the night for the Raptors. Make that 10 hits here on the night. So 9, I did miscount here a moment ago. Jensen was hit by a pitch here a moment ago. That's going to bring up Blake Mertu. He'll take the first pitch in there for strike. And the count 0-1. Mertu lined out to right in the first. Singled and scored on a pass ball in the third. And then single driving in a run in the fourth was eventually stranded out at second base.
No, not who we want to see in this
situation. Nope, him or Worthen, who's waiting on deck. The infield playing in, getting to go home to... There's a line shot gloved by Potabom, who steps on third, and they couldn't have caught a better break than that play right there. A line drive literally right to the third baseman, Potabom. Justin, who was standing about 2 steps away from third base.
And good heads-up play by Landon, and, you know, he could have made a throw to first to see if we could have got him, because he was, but smart play by Landon, understanding the situation.
That'll bring up Owen Worthen. And that is a huge, huge double play. Now 2 outs, the defense can go back to normal depth. And Worthen will step in. He is 1-of-3 tonight. And Alex Putin's trying to get the defense's attention here to try and make some kind of a change. Now he's going to call a timeout. He'll go out and talk to Vanami. If they come back to win this game, that might have been the play that saved this game.
Absolutely.
That gets by him. That's down into the corner. That scores two, maybe three. If not, you got two in and runners at second and third.
Yeah, with Jensen on first, too.
Yep.
Might have gotten three. That was a hard hit ball.
And it would have tailed into the corner.
Yep.
So it would have been a long run for Potabom. And now Vanami's going to spin, but back in is Braunschweig. Jensen at first. Luke out at second. The batter, Worthen. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Breaking ball misses outside. One ball, no strikes.
Good pitch there by Brennan.
Tried to get him to chase something. Don't want to leave anything out over to the plate against this guy. Seven home runs on the year. You're listening to high school baseball here tonight. 93.7 KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. And the count 1-1. Worthen that time ducking out of that one and disappointed in himself that he did. Wasn't sitting. Breaking ball, I don't think, on that pitch. Now we're going to get another timeout called by Pudens behind the plate.
Good job by Alex. You need to be very confident in what you're doing this late in the baseball game.
Again, Leonard playing well off of the bag at first. So Jensen with a pretty good lead over there. There's a swing and a miss on the high fastball. One ball in, two strikes.
I think he missed his spot there, Jeff. I think they're setting up in, and that was right over the heart. I think got away with one there.
Yeah, got lucky that it was a little up in the zone, and that made it hard to catch up with. The big thing is if they get him here, Justin, they got through the heart of the order with no damage. Pitch on the way. Line shot, that's going to be trouble into the gap. That'll be a hopper off of the fence. Two runs will come in to score, and Worthen will dig in with the double. And I spoke too soon.
Just that left it right over the heart.
Yep. Breaking ball right over the middle of the plate. And two big runs come in to score, extending this to an 8-3 lead. That'll bring up now Aiden Mertu. He started on the hill, now out at second. Had an RBI single in the first. Sack fly in the third and a fly out to the center fielder in the fourth. So his last two outs have been fly outs to Bauer out in center field. Pitch on the way. Strike on the outside corner. It looks like a slider on that one, maybe 0-1 count.
Yep, just caught the outside corner.
And our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame here tonight. 0-1 offering. Pop foul back out of play. Pudin's giving chase, but that one will land on the roof. No balls and two strikes. You know, you're different than Waniger usually flinches on those. So nice.
A little younger than Doug.
Yeah. I had to throw Doug under the bus once tonight, right?
Yeah.
He's at a wedding, so he's not even listening. Yeah. Got to take a few shots at him now and then, right?
I agree.
Yep. 0-2 pitch coming up. Fastball misses inside. And the count 1-2. So usually I throw Marty Steffes under the bus at some point during the game, but I've been nice to him tonight.
Doug's my neighbor. He can handle it.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know you lived over there. I knew that he lived next to Canny. He always talked about Carson being his neighbor. There's a base hit up the middle. That could score Worthen. He's not getting around real fast, but the ball slipped under Bauer's glove, and they could have scored the run on that one. But they had him going and then stopped him right before Bauer missed that one.
Yeah, and it looks like Worthen's hurt. He's limping.
May have not come across the bag or something there. Yeah, he was not running real well from second down to third, but you can't run for him again because you ran for him earlier in the game. But he is going to try and walk it off here. And the batter will be Eli Franken. But we are getting a timeout, trying to stretch out something in that right leg.
Yeah, I don't think they want to.
They were sending him, Justin.
They were.
And then the third base coach stopped him. Just as he stopped him, the ball slides under Bauer's glove. And you could see the third base coach. He starts jumping up and down because he knew that would have been turned into an easy run.
I was a little surprised he held them. They've been aggressive all night. That's kind of their M.O.
I think they're wanting to try and get another insurance run here if they can. They'll throw over to first and back in safely as Aiden Mertu. Now, if you're Vanami, you've got to be very careful throwing that ball over to first base with a guy on third.
You do. And I think 100% attention here at the plate. Make him beat you.
Yep. The guy at first right now doesn't really matter a whole lot. Only thing is you might catch him trying to go here. They will throw over again, and no tag attempt this time by Leonard. So the inning started with a single from Ethan Wandre, then a single from Braunschweig, and you had a hit-by-pitch to Jensen. Then you had the double play off of the bat on the line drive by Blake Mertu. Pitch up top. One ball, no strikes. The Franken. And then a 1-2 count. A 1-2 pitch to Worthen, and he hits a shot to left center field to score two. And then Aiden Mertu singles. So runners on the corners. 8-3 now in favor of the Raptors. They'll fake the third and almost had Mertu leading off there, but he steps back to the bag at first. These are key plays here late in the game. Pitch on the way up top. And they count 2-0. I hear so many people, Justin, say, oh, baseball's so slow, it's not very exciting. If you understand the mental strategy that has to go in, not to every play, but every single pitch.
It is. It's kind of like a chess game a little bit.
Pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike. I mean, we've seen the defenses shifting here tonight. Do you pitch inside? Do you pitch outside? Batters got to be thinking, what are they throwing me? Fastball, off speed, where are they pitching it to me? There's so much thought that goes into every single pitch in the game of baseball. Same thing with softball. Probably not quite as much. That pitch up top. And they count 3-1.
Yeah, in a game when you're batting and if you're 30% successful, you're a pretty good hitter.
Yes. So, if you're hitting 400 or 500, you're pretty darn elite. 3-1 pitch coming up here. Swung on and missed. And that'll run it to 3-2. If you're a kid like Ty Hayden, you're leading the entire state in batting average, hitting almost 600, you're pretty special, right?
Pretty good hitter down there. Yep. His brother's not too shabby either.
No. Speaking of them, they win 16-2 in five innings tonight, so they will play in a sub-state final down at Valley. Runner at first this time goes. They're going to throw it out there, and Kemper drops it, and now they've got a chance to get Worthen at home. The throw is not going to be in time, and the lead has been extended to 9-3. And they had him out at second base.
They did. He was just giving him out.
He was going to give himself up there. Those are the kind of plays that you just can't make.
You know, Brendan was smart there, 3-2 count.
Yep.
Runner was going. He did the feint to third, and they had him dead to rights.
Yep. So a 9-3 lead now here. Still a runner at second with two outs, and the count still 3-2. This has been a long at-bat for Franken. 3-2 pitch. Downstairs for ball four. That is the third walk given up here in the ballgame by Kemper pitching. They have hit two others. Now the batter is going to be Ryan Berry, and the bad thing about this is now you've gotten enough guys through the lineup, they could potentially get to the top of their order again in the seventh.
They will. I think this is seven.
Yep. So they're 8-9-1 right now, guaranteed in that seventh inning. Pitch on the way. Call the strike on the outside corner in the count 0-1. Berry tonight grounded out to short in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the third, was stranded at first, and then grounded out to the third baseman in the fifth. So he's 0-3 here tonight. Again, I'll write up a recap story on this one when I get back. I'll also podcast the broadcast for you. There's a fly ball out to right. Kopic's got a beat on it. He'll make the catch, and that is going to be the final out of the inning. But the Raptors get what they needed here in the sixth. They pick up at three runs. They get those at three runs on four hits. There was a one error, and they leave one runner left on base. We'll step away, take a break. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. 9-3 Raptors back in a minute here. 93.7 at KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at wittrockmotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, three generations, one promise. We take care of our family.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Jeff Blankman and Justin Yetmar with you here tonight on 93.7 at KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Appreciate everybody tuning in here tonight. And Justin, we're here in Class 2A in Substate 7. This is District 14 here. The Knights in a little bit of trouble, but you've got the top of the order. So if you can get 2-3-4 on the board here, you give yourself a chance.
Yeah, and Jensen has shown he will put you on if you're patient.
And he starts Noah Ryman with a fastball up top for ball one. Ryman tonight will be followed by Leonard and Venami. He walked his first time up, struck out swinging in the second, single driving in a run in the fifth, or in the fourth. And he's out in front here now, two balls in, no strikes.
And this is what we talked about, Jeff. Be patient.
Yep.
Get your pitch.
2-0 offering from Jensen. Fastball in there for a strike in the count 2-1. Need to get this leadoff guy here in this inning, though.
Yeah, let's build a little momentum.
Kemper dugout still standing down here. 2-1 pitch, fastball misses away. And the count 3-1. And you don't want to help him. You can't chase anything with the way he's missing the zone frequently.
No, and that's what I'm talking about. You've got to find yours. Find yours, especially early in counts. Don't help him out.
3-1 offering in there for a strike on the outside corner. Took a little off of that one. I'm not going to call that a changeup, but there's been times tonight where he's tried to put a little extra gas on it, and he hasn't found it. And that time he just was like, I'm going to get one across the plate. 3-2 offering misses outside, and that is ball four, so the leadoff runner on. That is his fourth walk since coming into the ballgame in the fourth inning. And we're going to get a visit to the mound. I won't be surprised if we don't get another new pitcher.
I would imagine we're getting a change here.
Yep. Yep, they're going to bring in, and I think they're bringing in the lefty from out in center field. We'll step away. We'll talk pitching change and other changes when we come back after this timeout here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Freshman Brock Bassinius is is the new pitcher here tonight for the Raptors here in the bottom of the sixth. This is his seventh appearance this year. He's 4-0 on the year, throwing 21 innings, giving up 16 hits and 7 runs. 6 have been earned. His ERA at 2.0. His walk 13, hit 8, struck out 24. Walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.38. Opponents batting 168 against him this season. He'll face Nash Leonard. So, Justin, a lefty-lefty matchup here, which a lot of times they'll give the advantage there to the pitcher, but Leonard's been swinging it well.
He has. He feels due.
Pitch on the way behind him. And they count 1-0. Leonard tonight singled in the first, was eventually a force out at home. Double driving in 2 runs in the second, then hit by a pitch in the fourth. So he's been on base all 3 times tonight. Noah Ryman, the leadoff guy, got on by a walk. Throw over to first. Ryman back in safely. So Jensen moved back to second. Aiden Mertu, who started on the hill and then swapped with Jensen when he came in to pitch, actually moved out to center field.
Yeah, Jeff, and, you know, freshman pitcher, high-pressure situation.
Comes to the plate. Fastball misses inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Ryman, a pretty good lead over there at first. Noah, 8 of 11 in stolen bases. Fastball up and in. And the count now 3-0. And the Ridgeview crowd getting a little restless over here. And not that I don't think that they're... I think they're getting more restless that they see their pitcher struggling to find strikes. They'll throw over to first. Ryman was leaning, but he's able to get back in.
Yeah, got to be.
And now Michael Barda coming out as he... I think he's wanting a balk call on here on that move, I'm guessing.
I agree.
Yep. And, you know, Michael knows what he's talking about. He got a call earlier overturned. I don't think he's going to get one. But, again, this one might be bringing attention to the umpires, and maybe he gets it the next time.
Yeah.
He goes up and shakes the umpire's hand.
Yeah. Maybe some more of that chess play,
yep,
Jeff?
Yep.
I don't think there's many better.
Nope. You don't win as many state titles as he did without being able to coach really well, right? 3-0 pitch coming up here. Pitch on the way in there for a strike, and the count's 3-1.
I like that from Nash.
Yep. Yep. New pitcher had thrown 3 straight pitches out of the zone. I'm not swinging.
No. And you need base runners.
Yep. Another fastball swung on and missed on the inside part of the plate. And the count now runs to 3-2. Normally, if Nash has a spot that he struggles, it's that outside high fastball. They have not went there yet. We'll see if they go there here. Leonard steps in. And they get him with another inside fastball. And that one foul tipped into the glove. That's the first out. And that'll be strikeout number 6 here tonight for Raptor pitching. That'll bring up Brendan Vanami. Vanami tonight reached on a fielder's choice on a sack bunt attempt in the first. Flew out to center in the second. Popped up to the second baseman in the fourth.
Credit to this freshman pitcher.
Yes.
3-0 count. Battles back.
And against a really good hitter. Fastball in there for a strike. And it seems like maybe he's found his rhythm a little bit. 0-1 the count.
Different look for the Knights here with this lefty.
Yeah. Yeah, that there's such a change in seeing the ball come from a left-handed pitcher. They'd seen 2 righties and now a lefty. So heads-up move by head coach Mertu. 1-1, 1 out, 1 on for the Knights. We're in the bottom of the 6th. They trail it here 9-3. 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed on the outside corner in the count 1-2. He's got almost a kind of a funky delivery in the back that he almost looks like he's falling after he releases
it,
doesn't he?
He does.
And I think that distracts the hitter a little bit, makes it harder to pick up the ball. 2-2 pitch coming up here. Strike 3 called on the inside corner, 2 outs here in the inning.
And you can see him settle in. He's really not even paying attention to that runner at first anymore. And
if they've got any other young kids coming in, the center fielder and the freshman, that's where they started tonight. Those are two really good freshmen to build a baseball team around in the future. Potterbaum steps in, 0 for 3 tonight. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Landon tonight reached on an error in the first, was stranded at second, grounded out to second in the third, flew out to right in the fourth on a ball I thought might be deep enough to get over the head of Kugel, but he was able to catch it. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball, and the count 0-2.
Landon just needs to not do too much here.
Yep.
Again, we base runners.
Check, you know, choke up on the bat, protect. The 0-2 offering. Misses inside in the count, 1-2. The Raptor crowd won in that one. I will say I had that conversation with Riley. I think it was Riley the other night. I think the game I did, like out of the 19 strikeouts combined between the two teams, 14 of them were looking. And you don't give yourself a chance. You do that. That one's just missed him. It almost hit him, and the count now runs to 2-2. Ryman hasn't looked like, and with two outs, I'm not sending anybody. You don't want to run yourself into, an out in an inning. Fastball downstairs, 3-2. So
now you've worked to the full count.
Yep.
Now he can be aggressive. He's going to have to come at you.
He threw 3 straight balls to start with Justin, then threw 7 strikes over his next 8 pitches, and now throwing 3 straight pitches out of the zone. 3-2 pitch coming up here. That one is flied out towards right.
I don't think they see it.
Nope, they don't. Worthen can't see it, and it's going to drop in for a fair ball. Ryman was running with 2 outs. He's going to come in. The throw was high, and he's safe at the plate. He is safe at the plate. And down to second is going to be a Potterbaum. RBI double for him. And that's really got to be the right fielder's ball. He never saw it, but that's a tough play for Worthen. So your right fielder in Kugel's got to come in and make that play.
Yeah, and I think it just got above the lights.
Yep.
It was really high. I think it just got above the lights, and they lost it. And smart play by Ryman there.
Yep.
Because the catcher, he kind of brought himself into Ryman, and he just kind of stuck his foot in there.
That'll bring up now Griffin Bauer. And I think the pitcher that time in Bassinius was pointing. He's like, he's standing almost on the plate, and he was trying to get the home plate umpire to back him up a little bit. There's a swing and a miss. And they count on one. You know how everybody scrapes that line off. And that line, everybody gets a little closer and closer to the plate as the game goes on.
It is, and especially Griffin. He's not afraid to sacrifice a little piece of the arm.
There's a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Yeah, you could tell that the pitcher was literally pointing and, like, look at him. He's where can I throw it when he's out over the plate?
Yeah, that chalk gets worn out.
Yep. 0-2 pitch coming up. Fastball misses low and inside. 1-2 the count. And if you'd battle like Potterbaum did, you give yourself a chance. He was down 0-2 and fought his way back to a 3-2 count and then popped one down the first base side for a base hit. 1-2 pitch coming up here. That one is flied out towards right, shallow right again, and again they don't see it. It's going to drop in for another base hit, another run going to come in to score, and the Knights are right back into the ballgame.
Yeah, Jeff, senior putting great at-bats together here.
And I don't know what's going on. I've never seen anybody struggle to find the ball, but the right side of the field for Ridgeview on 2 straight fly balls that should have been fairly routine. You could tell off the crack of the bat. They had no idea where the ball was at.
No, they're not seeing that.
And that's going to bring up now Alex Pudence. Pudence reached on a fielder's choice in the first, struck out looking in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. Again, I'll type up a recap of tonight's game. Mason will type up a recap of the Coon victory earlier tonight. They win 16-2 in 5 innings over HST of Okawalnut. Alex Pudence stepping in. 9-5 now our score. Runner at first in Griffin Bauer. He's got pretty good speed over there at first base. But again, with 2 outs in the sixth, Down 9-5. I don't think Kemper's going to look to run. Pitch on the way. There for strike one.
And we've seen this all year, Jeff, from these Knights. He's
never quit.
They're not going to quit.
They could be down 11 in the seventh, and I wouldn't count them out. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And right now you're sitting here going, everybody's been down 0-2. This is right where you want to be, right?
Yeah. And Alex's been aggressive early here. See if he can get this timed up.
Pudence takes a little breath before he steps back in. Bauer still on at first. Worthen playing behind him. Vecinius comes to the plate. Runner goes. Strike three called. And that is going to end the inning here for the Kemper Knights. The Knights, though, they pick up at two runs. They get those at two runs on two hits. There was no errors, and they leave one left on base. We will head to the top of the seventh. It's a 9-5 Raptors lead. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jarrett Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jarrett Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jarrett Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Will bring up 8, 9, and 1. Jacob Kugel, Ethan Wandre, and then the top of the order in Lucas Braunschweig. Justin, you just found some final score for us here. Grundy Center, a 3-1 win.
3-1 win.
They're awaiting the winner. And Coon Rapids Baird getting Lennox, who knocked off Mount Air tonight.
I think Lennox, a familiar foe for...
They met earlier this year, if my memory serves me correctly. Hugo will step in against Vanami. Pitch on the way. Downstairs, and Justin, before I kind of interrupted and had you kind of read off those other scores, you were just getting ready to say how important this top of the seventh is.
It is. Found a little rhythm at the plate.
Pitch on the way. That's going to be a hit by pitch. So that's not one you want. Lead off runner on here for the Raptors in the seventh. It'll bring up Ethan Wandry. So Wandry will step in, struck out looking in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, singled in the fifth, and then was kind of the unlucky guy at third base on the L5-5U double play. They're going to bring Potabom in over at third just in case they look to bunt and move the runner here. If you're the Raptors, one run, you would love one run. They bunt it up into the air, Pudence giving chase, but not going to be able to track it down. You'd love more than one if you're them, but one would make you happy.
Yeah, you can see they're looking to get that one insurance run, especially with the younger pitcher up there.
Yep.
Great hustle by Alex there.
The Knights will have Mayhall, Honlos, and Potabom, so 7, 8, 9 due up in their half of the seventh. They trail it here 9-5. Pitch on the way. Popped up on the behind home plate. Pudence is going to make the catch. That's a huge out. One out here in the inning. The runner stays at first, and it's going to bring up Luke Braunschweig. Braunschweig again tonight has singled and scored in the first, singled and scored in the third, popped up to the catcher in foul territory in the fourth, then doubled and scored in the sixth. So 3-4 for him. He's probably been the key for them tonight.
Yeah, and you couldn't ask for anything more out of that.
Out of the leadoff? Yes.
You know, they were going to give you an out, but to get an out and not move the runners.
That's
a
huge
big play.
First pitch, breaking ball from Vanami in there for a strike in the count 0-1. Terrific crowd. I don't know if anybody's went home. The thing I love is to see all the little kids running around at the game here tonight. I always say if you want to get kids to play baseball and softball when they're older, take them to the high school games, you know, when they're young, and let them kind of grow that love of the game. But the biggest thing is these kids out on the field become their heroes.
They do. And watching this team a lot this year with all their comeback wins, it's been pretty fun.
0-2 pitch on the way outside. One ball and two strikes. But Nami has really had, I think, a good idea of how he wants to pitch Braunschweig on this at-bat.
He has. He's tried to make him chase there.
And now Braunschweig going to step out. He'll call a timeout, then steps right back in. Lefty-righty matchup here with the lefty being the batter. Short lead over at first for Kugel. Pitch on the way. Again, flying out towards Pottenbaum. He's got a beat on it. It's going to tail away from him, but he'll make the catch. And there are two outs in the inning. And if you're Kemper, you're overplaying him always to the right. I think you're almost happy when he tries to go left and flies out on that.
Yeah, that was two in a row, right? Almost to the exact same spot.
Yep.
They didn't have any shift with Tommy on there. It was
and interesting. I would love to have been a little birdie there. Braunschweig, stops Jensen. The freshman has a conversation with the senior as he's coming up. So I wonder what he told him. Pitch on the way. That's a shot out towards Bauer. He's got a beat. He'll make the catch. And a good top of the seventh for the Kemper Knights. No runs on it, no hits, no errors, and one left. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. The Knights will have Mayhall again, Hollows, and Pottenbaum. We're back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is J.R. Mayhall with Gretman & Associates. I want to try to rectify a common misconception about insurance. Not all insurance companies are created equal. When you look for a house or car, you try to find one that fits you best, whether that's the lowest price or some specific options or some combination of the two. Insurance is the same way. We recently had a hailstorm, and some people found out that the insurance that they purchased was not what they thought they were covered for. The one that comes up the most is cosmetic exclusions on homeowners policies. Gretman & Associates is an independent insurance agency, and we routinely deal with 8 different personal lines carriers, many of which do not have cosmetic exclusions. Talk to an agent and ask questions to find out what coverage and price fits you best.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploft makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Coming to air from the Motor End Broadcast booth here on at 93.7 KKRL. We're out here at beautiful Merchants Park. Scott Parcher Field, Jeff Blankman, Justin Yetmar. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Ridgeview leading the Kemper Catholic Knights at 9-5. Charlie Mayhall will lead it off for Kemper. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses low and away in the count 1-0. Mayhall reached on an error on a strikeout in the second. And then reached on an error on the left fielder in the fourth. Walked in the fifth. So he's been on base all three times here tonight. Still looking for that first hit. Pitch on the way. Low and away. And the count 2 balls in. No strikes.
Yeah, and I think we talked about the last inning, Jeff. Just find ways to get on base.
Yep.
Find ways. Take pitches that aren't yours.
Pitch on the way. That's going to hit him. And the Knights will have the lead off a runner on. Nope. They're going to say he was out over the plate. You don't see that called often. But you do see it called sometimes. And I know I had a long conversation, actually, with Dan Pomeroy on the air. And he brought up that night that Kuhn and Kemper are two at the best of the state of forcing the umpire to make that call by being out over the plate. Pitch on the way. That's going to miss outside in the count now 3-1. Coach Barta wanted an explanation, and the home plate umpire's not paying any attention to him.
No, an interesting. They gave him a strike as well.
Pop up. That's going to be tough for Wharton. That's high. Looks like he might have a beat on it, but struggles, but does make the catch. And there is one out here in the inning. And that turns that call in on what almost looked like a hit by pitch that turned into a strike.
And what's interesting.
Now instead of having a guy at first, you have one out.
Ridgeview, that 9 batter right inning before, very similar.
Yep.
Very similar. Didn't keep him.
Yep. So Caden Honlos now stepping in, hit by a pitch in the second, came in to score. Pitch misses outside in the count 1-0. Then he grounded back to the first baseman, covered by the pitcher in the fourth, walked in the fifth. Again, we'll name our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Fastball in for a strike in the count 1-1, and Honlos has got to be careful in the home plate umpire having a conversation. I saw that left arm come out. He really stuck it out over the plate on that one.
He did. Honlos hasn't had a lot of at-bats this year.
Fastball called strike on the outside corner, and the count now 1-2.
Now we got a battle.
1-2 pitch coming up here. One out, nobody on. And the pitch up top. And the count now 2-2. It almost looks a little darker over the first base side tonight, doesn't it?
Looks like there's a shadow.
Yes. I don't know where that came from. There's a swing and a miss and a big strikeout. And the Raptors are an out away here from advancing. And the batter will be Thomas Pottebaum. Pottebaum reached on a fielder's choice snack. Mutton scored in the second. Walked in the fourth, was stranded at third, and then popped up to the second baseman in the fifth.
Yeah, good contact guy here with Tommy. And
yep.
He makes himself a very tough out.
He does.
Which is what you want to see in this situation.
I think the only one that wasn't a really good at-bat for him, and not that it wasn't a bad, it just wasn't a really good one, was he popped up on the second pitch back in the fifth inning. Otherwise, it's all been kind of long at-bats.
It has.
One ball, no strikes right now. Top of the order, and Noah Ryman waiting on deck. Fastball in there for a strike, and they count 1-1. And if you're Ridgeview, you want to get Pottebaum because you don't want to get that top part of the order back up for Kemper.
You're exactly right.
And if you're Pottebaum, you're finding any way you can to get on base. 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Ooh, that one missed. They count 2-1. Pottebaum stepping out. Decinius was right back on the rubber. He's wanting to get into a rhythm. 2-1 offering. Flared back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes right now on Pottebaum. Again, we'll podcast the broadcast tonight. You can find them on the sports website at sports.1380ksm.com. It's just labeled Past Games. So all you'll have to do is click on that. We'll get them edited and uploaded tonight. 2-2 pitch. This is outside. Barry trying to frame that one. That one is well outside. But
well outside.
If you're the Raptors crowd, you're trying to beg for every call you can get
The catcher,
now.
Yep. Catcher set himself up on outside that chalk there, if there was chalk there, and umpire did not go with it.
3-2 pitch. Check swing. They're going to say he did not go, and that's going to be ball four. They checked it down to first, so that'll be a walk given up here by Bassinius. And that's going to get the top of the order due out for the Kemper Knights. This is what they do, folks. Noah Ryman coming in, walked in the first, eventually was a force out at third. Struck out swinging in the second. Single driving in a run in the fourth and walked and scored in the sixth. They trail it here 9-5. There are two outs. And they need to get another base runner on to keep this going. Kemper's got the rally caps on in the dugout. Pitch going to be taken for ball one.
They're not giving that down pitch.
No. Pitch on the way up top, 2-0. Surprised in a way, Justin, that they're holding the runner at first.
I am too.
Sixth run doesn't mean anything. I'd have my first baseman off the bag in a position to field the ball. Would you not?
Yeah. Originally, they had him playing behind.
2-0 offering. In there for strike one. Came with the fastball. Yeah, that guy at first base, he means nothing. It makes it a 9-6 ballgame.
Only thought could be, you know, you make that force at second.
Yep.
Still available.
Which is true. 2-1 pitch. Fastball low and inside. Three balls and one strike. Bassinius struggling a little bit this inning to find that strike zone. Kind of similar to what Jensen did. I say that right after he strikes a guy out, I know. But it's a 3-1 count. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That's on the infield. The shortstop will settle under it. And Brownshaw going to make the catch. And that is going to do it here tonight. As the Kemper Catholic Knights will fall to Ridgeview by a final of 9-5. Tonight's had a fantastic season. It'll end at 22-10. Ridgeview will move on. They'll play over in Boone against Grundy Center, who got by West Marshall 3-1. We'll snap away. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up. We'll talk with Coach Bach. And we'll name our Culver's player of the game coming up.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Mackey Motors tailgate here tonight on at 93.7 at KKRL. Again, Mackey Motors celebrating 17 years in business. And again, they've been the GM Mark of Excellence Award in 17 years. They've been in business a lot longer than 17 years. We welcome you back here. Two merchants park here in Scott Parcherfield, Jeff Blankman, and also Justin Yetmar. Tough one for the Kemper Knights tonight. They fall by a final of 9-5 to Ridgeview. Justin, we knew they were going to have to probably score runs tonight. I still go back to that first. They gave up some runs, but they come back in the bottom. They get the bases loaded with a one out, and it's nothing that Kemper did wrong. I credit Ridgeview. Their pitcher ended up getting them to ground into three. Two force outs and then a really technically a force out at second base, but two force outs at third and then a force out at second. They didn't get, actually one of them was at home. So they had a force out at third, a force out at home, and then they got the out at second base, so they don't give up anything. And if Kemper can get two or three runs in that inning, I think it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, Kemper's going to say is it was a game they had a lot of chances. I don't know the exact number of base runners they left on. but it had to be quite a bit. Yep. It just didn't get that timely hit, and that's what baseball is. It's just sometimes you get those timely hits or a timely error, a situation that goes your way, and in that tonight they just didn't get that break. They kept going. They kept putting the pressure on even late in the game when it was 9-3. They kept chipping away, put some pressure on, and like I say, it just was one of those where they gave themselves chances, just didn't get that timely hit.
Yeah, Kemper left 11 on, Ridgeview left 8 on, so both teams probably going to sit here and go, we missed some opportunities. Ridgeview just capitalized. Both teams capitalized on mistakes. I think Ridgeview just capitalized a little bit more. Is that what you would see tonight?
Yeah, I would say early. You know, I think Kemper knew that. Ridgeview's been, they score a lot of runs in those first innings. And,
yep.
And once, you know, they kind of got through that, then they put themselves back in the ball game. And it just, you know, that three-run sixth was just too much to overcome.
Yep.
You know, take nothing away from the Kemper kids. They've shown it all year. They fight. They're gonna do anything they can to win a baseball game. And, you know, it's great seniors, great coaches. You know, they made it a tough out. And, you know, like I say, they just didn't get that timely hit.
And I mentioned it in the pregame, and it's not a knock on this group. There just wasn't a tremendous amount of experience. So there was question marks due to that coming in. And this team went out and accomplished so much with those question marks coming into the year and answered an awful lot of them. And I think went even above and beyond what a lot of people thought this team might be able to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think there was some quiet confidence in their locker room to start the year. And they were okay playing that underdog role. And Coach Barta said it best a couple weeks ago, where you get good seniors that are good people, good things are going to happen. And I think, you know, when you talk to Coach Bach or Barta after this game, they're going to probably echo those sentiments of really good kids. They put in a ton of work. I know they put in the work. You know, and that's what's tough with baseball is it's just love it, hate it. It's just one of those games where you could be perfect at times and it might not go your way.
Yeah, and tonight, just a gritty, gutty effort. They forced Ridgeview to use three pitchers. They got to all of them. And put some pressure on every single one of them. But tip your cap to the young guys, especially from Ridgeview. Bissini is a freshman coming in and did what he needed to do to get out of some pressure situations. Yeah. He came in, if I remember right, bases loaded.
He did.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. There was a moment there was freshman pitcher, sophomore catcher, freshman shortstop. And, you know, you can see they've played a lot of baseball in their career. And, you know, they got a really bright future ahead of them. You know, and Ridgeview had 7 seniors that, you know, they put themselves in this position of, you know, making these runs and, you know, they just swing it. They swing the bat really well. They force you to pitch different, field it different, you know, placement different, all those things. They've really forced you to kind of match what they're doing, and you know they swing it really well. They're going to be a tough out for whoever they get next.
Yeah, Grundy Center.
Grundy Center
is who they have coming up on Tuesday night. Our final score here 9-5. Coach Bach, I know, going to come up, and Coach Yetmore understands this. When it's that last game, that conversation in the huddle in the locker room is always a little longer before you guys want to come talk to us.
Yeah, it's, you know, as many great things as there is about coaching, that last talk with those seniors and those kids after a loss to end of season. It's just tough. You just see these kids and the work they put in and how much it means to them. We say it's just a game, which it is. You know, and we talk about all the time, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, and I'm sure Coach Bach and Bart are saying that. How fun this year was. You guys made it fun. You did a lot of really good things, and you know, and 2 years when you get back on this, you know, that's what you remember, those times with those teammates and coaches.
And I know a lot of fans out there are going to churn a little when I say this. Growing up as a Nebraska fan, I grew up in the time with Tom Osborne coaching, and they contended a lot for national titles. Tom never talked about playing and going for a national title. He always talked about the journey. And I think sometimes we get lost in the wins and losses and not the journey that you take to get to where you want to be, and remembering all the different steps and the work that you put in, and sometimes you know, I when I talk to coaches sometimes that take over programs that are struggling a little bit, I'm like, it's going to take a while to build and enjoy that process and that journey till you get it to where you want it to be. And I think sometimes we always look at the W's and the L's, and that's all people pay attention to.
You're exactly right. I think as coaches, it's our job to help grow and develop good people,
yep.
Whether it's good young men or good young women. It's our job to be a figure and a component in that journey. And, you know, again, going back to Coach Barta and Bach, is there's no two greater to lead a team of young men to,
yep.
you know, and that's, you're right, Jeff, that's 100% what it's about. It's about the journey. As much as this stings, I know it. I know the feeling. It's hard. But, you know, inevitably the sun does come up tomorrow, and
yep.
it takes some time, but they'll look back and, like I say, they will remember the fun and the ride that, you know, they've take themselves on, but also their parents and their fans and their friends. They have nothing to hang their heads about.
Let's take a quick look at our final statistic. Again, Coach Bach always shares the official ones that they send and they kept and stuff. So this is just my stats through the game. Noah Ryman, 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI run scored and 2 walks. Nash Leonard, 2-for-3 with a double, 2 RBI and a hit by pitch. Brendan Vanami goes 0-for-4. Lance Potabom, 1-for-4 with a double, added a couple of RBI in the run, scored. Griffin Bauer, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. Alex Pudenz, 0-for-4. Charles Mayhall, 0-for-3 with a run, scored, and a walk. Caden Hondlos, 0-for-2 with a run, scored, a hit by pitch, and a walk. And Thomas Potabom, 0-for-1 with a run, scored, and 2 walks. Pitching-wise, again, these are unofficial. Landon Potabom, 2 1/3, gave up 8 hits and 6 runs. 4 of those were earned. Struck out 3, walked 1, hit 1. I had Ben Cook going 3 1/3. Gave up a couple of hits, couple of runs, struck out 1, walked 1, and then, again, it was Brendan Vanami coming in and pitching the final inning and a third here tonight, and gave up a walk, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, and hit 2. We're going to announce our Culver's player of the game. Again, Culver's celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious, and after the game, run through the Culver's drive-thru before they close and have a concrete mixer, if nothing else. It's great. But we had a discussion. We had some hitters that did really well, but we both kind of leaned towards Ben Cook. You brought him up first right away. He came in and kind of settled this thing down when it almost looked like it might be kind of slipping away, and he gave Kemper a chance to kind of stay in this.
He did. I thought Ben pitched really well, and I think that's what they expected out of him, right? They wanted to get ground balls. They wanted him to get on their front foot, start rolling things over, just kept him off balance. And I thought Ben came in, he pitched excellent. He, you know, threw a lot of strikes. He threw a lot of curveballs. He really did. He had him off balance, and, you know, he kept him in it. And then, you know, it just wasn't enough in the end. But hats off to Ben. He came in a tough spot and kept us in it for those innings, and well-deserved player of the game.
Yeah, so Ben Cook, again, our Culver's player of the game. We'll step away. They're breaking the huddle up a little bit. We'll take a break. Back. Hopefully we'll chat with Coach Bach coming up for you here in just a little bit. Stay with us on more of our Mackey Motors tailgate right here on 93.7 at KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
We welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate here again on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight along with Justin Yetmar, and we'll talk with Coach Bach. They're still down chatting, and the coaches, and especially probably the seniors, hugging things out tonight, and we know what that means and stuff, because like you talked about, the journey and the time and the work that you guys as coaches get to see these kids put in. But I do want to bring up, and I know, Justin, you've been a little bit, I think, part of our rewind stuff that we've done with our All-Star event. We do have our summer one coming up. It's this Thursday. I always apologize to everybody at this time of the year. It's so hard to pick a date to host it to try and get as many kids available to be able to come. But next week is the state tournaments. You can't really do it after that because you go into the dead week and everybody scatters on vacation. We've tried it on the weekend in between, but you still get some people scattering on vacation if they don't make it to the state tournament. So we're going to try a Thursday night. It'll be at 6 o'clock over at the high school softball field. Again, we'll have our home run derby with real softballs. We'll have our all-star softball, slow pitch softball games for both the softball players and baseball players. And then our award ceremony. We'll name our first team, our honorable mention, our second team for both softball and baseball. We'll name our player of the year and then our coaches of the year as well. Coming up that night during the award ceremony, everybody that's invited will get a shirt. And then the kids named and the coaches named will get a certificate as well. But it's a lot of fun. It's a free event. The public can come on out. I say the merchants have a home game that night. Come out for a while, hang out at the award, you know, the event, enjoy the high school kids and kind of celebrate them. We have the top 30 baseball and top 30 softball players, plus our finalists for Coach of the Year. And then afterwards, come over and cheer on the merchants because they're sitting in first place in their league and having a great year. So it's a kind of a perfect Thursday night to kind of come have fun at both, I think.
Yeah, Jeff, from a coach's perspective, I think I speak for all of us when we say we appreciate the All-Star events, recognizing these kids and all the coverage you give them throughout the entire year. But it's a nice culmination at the end of the year to recognize those. And, you know, in our area, there's so many good players.
Yep.
I'm sure it's a tough decision for you and your team at times. But
yep.
It's just a fun event for the kids.
It
and,
is.
And they love it, and they love the T-shirts.
Yeah.
You see those everywhere. So,
yep.
Yeah, keep doing that. It's fun. And
the part I will say I enjoy the most, it's not getting to watch them play again. It's the smiles on their faces and the fun that they're having, whether it be in the three-point shooting contest or the basketball all-star game or the dodgeball tournament that we do. The kids have a blast with the slow-pitch all-star because they haven't probably swung at a slow-pitch softball ever, so they have fun with it. And that's the part that I enjoy is the smiles that you see on those kids' faces. We've got head coach Riley Bach stepping up here, and we'll get a chance to catch up with him here in a second. Justin, thank you for the broadcast here tonight. Appreciate you coming up and joining us.
Yeah,
and
appreciate
we'll get you
invite.
Back on again sometime.
Yeah. Tried to do my best to fill in as well as Wanninger does. Thanks, Jeff.
We won't make a comment. As Justin, again, helping us out, we'll get Riley Bach on the headset. And Coach, these hurt. Sorry for tonight. I know a tough loss. The kids gave a great effort here tonight. Just came up a little bit short. You said it at the beginning. Ridgeview's going to come in. They're going to hit the ball. They're going to score some runs. You guys would need to do that. You did. But left a few guys on base and just didn't quite get enough tonight. Your thoughts on this game and how you guys played?
Yeah. Just made too many mistakes, really.
Yeah.
In July, you really got to play good baseball. Nobody's going to give you a win. You got to really go earn it. And we just, the little things just kind of got away from us, I think, a little bit tonight, unfortunately. At bat wise, though, I mean, we had guys on base all night long.
Right.
You know, we left bases loaded a couple times. They're
yep.
the first. Nobody on, or no outs, bases loaded. I think we had another situation similar to that, maybe one
yeah.
out.
Yep.
Guys
first and fourth, if I remember.
Yeah, I mean, guys in scoring position all night. I mean, we put pressure on them, and we, you know, just it's just kind of one of those nights where it didn't feel like the ball really bounced our way, and we didn't get the big hit when we really needed it, unfortunately.
What did you see from your pitchers here tonight? Landon maybe struggled a little bit, but I thought Ben came in, kind of settled it in. We named him player of the game because we kind of thought he came in and kind of gave you guys a chance to kind of get yourself going and maybe get a win here tonight.
Yeah, I thought the pitchers were good. You know, they kind of jam shot at singles, and
yep.
They bunted a couple times that they haven't really seen on film all year.
Did that surprise you guys with the amount of times they tried to bunt tonight?
Yeah, yeah, especially at the top of the order. We,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we tried to do our due diligence and scout as much as possible, and it's not something that we saw
right?
ever out of the top,
right.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that was a surprise there in the first and third whenever they did that there. Yeah, I mean, I really thought we pitched the ball well. It just, you know, a couple maybe little mistakes that kind of extended innings. And
yep.
I thought pitchers were great. Ben was awesome in relief there. Really just gave us a chance to kind of keep us in it and gave us some momentum when we really needed it.
I thought Landon had a great play there at third. I thought maybe you could take that momentum after he made that double play there.
Yeah.
When you look like things might be slipping away, that gave you a chance over there. But, again, they made plays when they needed to tonight as well. But what did you see on that double play? Because that really came at a huge time.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, Landon's in perfect spot, catches a line shot at him, steps on third. And, you know, I think if infield's back, we probably triple him up.
Yep, I agree.
Noah just didn't have a chance to get to second on it. Yeah, I mean, everything – went perfectly on that. We had a chance, you know, really to kind of keep us in it. 6-3 at the time, I think, which would have been huge. You know, everything went right there. And then next kid, you know, hits a
double.
Big slinger off the wall in left field that just gets over Tommy's head. That's a really tough play. I mean, that thing's moving a ton up there. So it's just, you know, the way the ball fell tonight.
What do you take away from this season beyond tonight and the growth that this group of kids and especially some of the young guys that are going to be coming back and the growth that they made?
Yeah, told the kids after the game that, you know, really just couldn't be more proud of them. I think if you looked at this group in January and it's, you know, it's no shot at them. They've come just in a tremendously far way.
Right.
And it's been a ton of fun, and this senior class was really just unbelievable.
And, right.
You know, phenomenal kids, really, really good leaders, and they're five that we're greatly going to miss, but they really led us the whole way. This group was a special group, and, you know, I'm sad to see it end here tonight, but it was a heck of a lot of fun.
Future looks good for you guys. I know you guys, we talked before the game, this program will be back and battling for state tournaments and making state tournament appearances and getting to play on their home field in the very, very near future. So I know we'll do another interview coming up this week where we'll recap, let you talk a little bit more about each of those seniors and then what you want to do for the future. So appreciate you joining us here tonight. Enjoy the rest of the weekend if you can. But we appreciate you coming up and chatting with us here tonight.
You bet. Thanks for all the coverage.
You bet.
Go Knights.
Riley Bach again, the head coach with the Kemper Catholic Knights. Again, they fall here tonight again by a final of 9-5. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight. Again, for my broadcast partner, Justin Yetmar, this is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to high school baseball coverage here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Have a great night, everybody.